Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
All right, everybody, you know, it's that time. We've been to have a ball tonight. And for y'all that don't know, the animals are taking over. And Butt Naked is the king of the animals. I just want to make this quick and fast. Butt Naked is now known as Tarzan. Y'all know Tarzan. You know Tarzan like to swing through the vines, swing through the jungle naked. And but naked came to Albany and brought that done deal. So You know how he is. He done bought that done deal now. And, Lady A?
Yes.
Lady A, how you doing this evening?
I'm well. How are you?
All right, all right. Lady A, I need you to get Nard on the line for me. And I need you to get, Butt Naked, Flawed, the race of formerly known as Biz. You do know
okay.
that, Lady, you're going too fast. You do know that Biz is not known that, I got to play. Biz is not known as Biz anymore. You know that, right?
No, I did not. Why is he not known as Biz anymore?
No. Biz, I got to let you, what do they call a low-flying jet? I mean, Lady, I just want you to know. I just want you to.
Are you okay, Jay?
Well, yeah, I'm fine, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm having flashbacks from Bill's car in the office. So, Lady, go ahead and get, don't open the remote mic because they're going to talk too fast. Yeah, I know Bobby's so excited. Let me tell you, I want to tell everybody, Bobby Child made money. Bobby Child made money this weekend, and I want everybody to know that he was so happy. The man caught the moonwalk on the starting line. Bobby Child. Lady, go ahead, please, and try to get a couple of the folks I was just telling you about, and we'll keep moving. I need Ben Clark, well, the racer formerly known as Ben. I need Clark, booty naked. I need my Dart and Bobby Child. And let me see, Lady, open up Terry. I gotta tell Terry about this. If you see Terry from No Limit on, Lady, open up his mic. I got to get Terry.
His mic
Terry,
is open.
Terry, you there?
Hello?
Terry, how you doing this evening?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Listen, I had to get you on because I had to tell you about this, what happened this weekend, man.
What happened?
Butt Naked, man, brought the deal from Alabama, brought it to Albany, let it loose on the track. And the deer got mad, got pissed off, and jumped on one of the race cars.
Now, you know, someone called me last night and told me that, but I did not believe it.
Listen, when they tell you that the truth is stranger than fiction, this man literally brought the deer, that same deer that was pissed off, that wouldn't let him out of his yard. He came over and did some havoc to a pretty photo G-body, man.
Oh, that's not good. Well, now you know to keep Butt Naked away from all the racetracks. There's nothing else you can do. Or someone's going to have to shoot that deer eventually.
Oh, yeah, the deer committed suicide. He pulled out in front of the wrong car now, but he did. He went down in a blaze of glory. Later on that night, we had deer meat.
Hey, what does No More Biz? Are you calling him by his real name now, or
No, he changed his name? He's a racer formerly known as Biz. I mean, I don't even know what happened, man. I don't know. Have y'all ever? I don't know. You know, I like Stevie Jackson. Have you heard Stevie Jackson's old car? Have you ever been around it when it crank up?
What's that?
Have you ever been around Stevie Jackson's car?
I've never seen it. I've never been around it. I've seen it.
Let me give you the feel of it. Have you ever been to an NHRA event?
Uh-huh.
And when it popped you back to crank up?
Right.
That's the same way Killer Time crank up. When
uh-huh.
you crank up, it sounds, it responds, it burns your it does everything, the same thing that a top fuel dragster do. That's how Killer Time Steel Jackson's car.
Uh-huh.
And so what I'm trying to say is, the racer who's formerly known as Biz, we had the pleasure of trying to, I don't know. I tell you what it made us feel like. We felt like we were at Napa. Now, tell you, you have to understand this.
Uh-huh.
All I've been in Georgia was Napa.
Uh-huh.
And the luncheon pad where the space shuttle take off at.
Uh-huh.
That was the starting line. When Ben fired that thing up, man, let me tell you, the man got 6,000 horsepower there. The man got 6,000 horsepower.
Well, you know, I'm putting on that race June 1st. You know, Biz is the king of Chi-Town. But, hey, listen to this. I just got on the phone with Big Wayne from Detroit, and he said he's taking that money. He said, Biz ain't nothing.
Well, listen, they ain't seen that thing. They didn't see the video. They need to go to grudging.us and see that video. Listen, man, the man is shooting planes 4 feet up in the air, and they come out on the car, rolling back up over the car. That's what I'm saying. That's what kind of plane the man's shooting out. And then listen to this, man. Oh, Bobby had the track on kill, man. Bobby
uh-huh.
had cars down there running, man. He had some cars down there running at low fours, man.
Uh-huh.
And Lord have mercy, Biz didn't light that thing up down through that. Killed all the rubber off the car seat. I'm trying to tell you, I can't explain it to you for y'all that don't know, but the ones that did see it, y'all know what I'm talking about. We're gonna start calling Biz. Who was the guy that flew the space shuttle? That's who Biz is now. Buzz Lightyear. We're gonna start calling Buzz Lightyear.
I hear Biz and 3Lug locked up, right, for a race sometime.
I feel sorry for 3Lug. What kind of race is that? Beat it. How is it that? So we're gonna run 3Lug now is running top fuel dragster.
Yeah, he must have moved up.
But 3Lug.
He moved up.
I hope he got a good belt, a direct drive, some force induction, or something going on, man. Late Dave, I got to see a 3Lug do what he's talking about. I get 3Lug on Late Dave, but I got to go. Meatball didn't call me tonight and give me the word on the street. So y'all do know that we got the race coming up on May the 4th, that this weekend. We're going to have Wayne and Peso on it a little bit. We got to talk about that. We got some guys coming up. We're still trying to get some folks locked in out of the South to come up. We got some good commitments so far. We're just trying to get these guys up in the hall. But some of the guys up in Detroit don't want to lock in. I don't know what's up with that.
They don't want to lock in?
Terry, what you say?
Yeah. Detroit don't want to lock in?
They won't lock in. I don't know. I mean, I thought Detroit had some starch in their pants, but evidently not. So, but let's go to Bobby Childs. Hold on 1 second. Let's give Bobby Childs time to wake up. Bobby Childs, we've been to open your mic. Bobby Childs, call it Bobby Childs. We've been to open your mic. Let's see, can we get him on? Billy Go Child, are you there?
Mute your mic. You got to unmute your mic.
All right. Can you hear me?
You got me on lockdown. You got me on lockdown. You know I'm happy.
Man, I told everybody that you made money, that everybody had a good time. Okay. Let me ask you one other thing now. But Billy Go, go ahead and tell me. Tell me about this bit. I ain't going to go no further. I just want you to bring it on. Tell me what you've seen.
Hey man, we I'm gonna tell you. First of all, I want to thank Grudge Inc., J Bun, Beers, Kite Man, Dick Clark. I don't want to miss J Bun. I don't want to miss them, but I want to get beat up now. But Naked and his whole team operation, you know. I mean,
how about that deal? The Butt Naked, bro?
Huh? Yeah, you talking about that? You said that dually?
No, that deal. That Butt Naked brought to the track.
Oh, yes. Butt Naked brought that You know what? You know, y'all ain't gonna believe it. Them damn deer that butt naked been running from, he decided to bring that damn deer to US 19 and turn him loose down there on the far end of the track. And I had a guy car that knocked the living shit out of butt naked deer. So I'm like, the butt naked deer is dead. So he cannot use no more damn excuse about why he can't go to no race no more.
The deer went down in a blaze of glory.
He lost one leg.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Put his race report together. Other than saying it was a spectacular event, go ahead and give us some highlights.
We had about six races locked in. And let me start you with the first one. The first one was Team Shaker. They drive Love. And we got my little buddy named Lil Greg, and he got a Mustang over here, so they decided they locked in two on a thousand or better. So they decided they wanted to go out here and do a little something. They got in
the
stage.
Is that the truck that did the wheel stand to the 330? Or
there's
a different one?
That's the one that did the wheel stand to the 330.
I'm saying that so that everybody understand that the track was going to kill. That's why I'm saying that.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Yeah, we tried to tell them that last year when the promo was out there, because Ellen Miller said he had 89.960 foot. So the one thing about it, you're going to lead there. I can guarantee you, you're going to lead that starting line. But he stood it up, but the little Mustang was a little scared because he red-lighted. So Team Shaker took that one in. So then we come back in with this dude named Damian Jones, but he called Yonk Yonk. He got a G-Body Regal. So he said he wanted to lock up with Hot Rod Racing. They call RT Racing. So they said they wanted to lock up two on a thousand or better. So they said they wanted to get down and do a little something. But anyway, we know Yonk Yonk took him out. Damian Jones. But you know what? Damian Jones decided he wanted to try something else with somebody else. So he said he'll go back out there and he wanted to try Lil Greg with the Mustang. He said, well, you know, he feel like, you know, he done got his little, you know, he got a little, you know, got a little win in, so he wanted to do something. So he goes out here and jumps on Lil Greg from Tipton with the Mustang, and Lil Greg took the stock suspension Riga out, just took him out, messed him up. We had a couple more, Tyrone Davis. Davis locked in. Tyrone had to pay the park out money, and also Big Rod. Those was two Lub, and one was the Chevy S10. They had some mechanical problems, couldn't get it straight out, so they had to do the payoff. Then come on down to me and Boxer Jerome, as you know. Do you want to give that report? Do you need to give that report?
I want to hear your version, then I'm going to come back and get my version, because my version is going to be, go ahead, Bobby, just tell it.
Well, what happened, you know, Boxer Jerome, they came out and they done bring out, and as you know, they broke the talking for the boat. So they replaced the talking for the boat. They came back out and they made a good pass. And also Dolomite, you know, I got to give him props too. Dolomite, he made a hellacious pass, like I said on Post Talk Joe. So he was so happy that he had an orgasm when he got back to the trailer, and he left all the shit on the track over there. So we called him an exterminator, tried to get some of that shit up. Cause he was so glad he didn't break, and he still had oil pressure when he got back to his trailer. But anyway, it was time for the showdown. Big Jerome told me to put the belt around his waist. He wanted to see how it fit. I told him it wasn't going to fit because he's too big. And so, you know, I kissed the belt and told him I'd be right back.
Hold on, Bobby. You was wearing the belt. Give everybody that picture, Bobby. Let them know how you were walking around with the belt around your waist, Bobby. Paint that picture for me, Bobby.
I just let them know, you know, up under the U.S. 19 shirt I had it on. And, you know, Jay, y'all didn't do me right, because y'all just snapped one little loop, because it's all the way up my waist, you know, because y'all know I'm a little fella. And they had it sticking out the back like it was a tail. You know, Jay, I'm no better than that, but I didn't know no better, because the people thought I had a tail stuck on my ass walking around. But Baller told me specifically, he came up here, he didn't want to run Dolomite, he said he came one specific reason. And let me tell you how these guys were so confident. Ball, they already had made plans that they wasn't going to run no 30 more days for the belt because they know the belt was going back to Florida. So Boxer Jerome said, hey, we're going to hold this belt for 30 days, then you can come challenge us again. You know, And, okay, so, you know, they were confident. But I just told them, you ain't going to whoop my ass up here. You know, you can't come like no cabbage, all head, no ass. You got to bring some ass with you. And, you know, Smoke did a burn out. I did a burn out. And, you know, and then, you know, they had to go up and get the car. But, you know, I wasn't paying that shit no attention because I know how these guys do. You know, this grudge thing is trickery. So I figured they go up there, you know, they might try to push them back, but ain't shit wrong with the car. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they think they can psych me out because I done whooped a lot of ass with folks like that, especially in bracket where you can psych them out. They decide not, you know, they're going to be a little late on the tree, and that when you mess them up. But anyway, so I said, I don't give a damn. If you're pulling them lights, I'm doing what I normally do. I'm getting the hell away from there. Win, lose, or draw. I ain't wait. Well, anyway, we pulled into the lights. Hey, we left out. You know, like I said, I cut the tree down. Wasn't nothing but a stump left for Smoke, and I guess he couldn't see because there wasn't no tree there. But I think they had some problems. I think Baller said something about when they had lost the trans brake or something. They were going to try to foot brake the car. But anyway, when they left out, the back tires locked up on it, and then he slid around. Props to Smoke. Smoke did a hell of a job saving that car. I mean, you just know he had knocked that wall, but he didn't even touch the wall. So, but I ended up keeping my belt, and that was the end of the story. Enjoyed Grudge Inc., Beers, and all of them for coming down. I'm going to tell you something. That damn thing Beers got, that's wild. I'm going to tell you.
Stop it.
I'll tell y'all some shit, huh?
Tell her. I told Terry, he's going to take a special. He need to put some rails on that damn track, because, man, that thing got.
God, that car is. For that to be a small block and whatever he got going on, I'm telling you something, a lot of people in trouble. Hey, Butt Nigga, you know, we had the small block, you know, players.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Don't go there yet. Don't go yet. I got to tell the story about Butt Nigga. He not opened up his mic. Butt Nigga, for y'all that don't know, Butt Nigga came down and drew down on Race Factory. Two cars that came down out of Race Factory, Butt Nigga came down. Pulled his pants down and showed them his natural aspirin bottle. I'm telling you. Let me tell you, the man Butt Naked was off the chain. Butt Naked pulled, and I want y'all to know this here, Butt Naked drew down on everybody on the place until Beers made a trip. After that, he kind of started. But before that, Butt Naked was kicking dirt on everybody's shoe that walked by. Butt Nigga didn't care about nobody, nothing. He was going mad. It was two cars out of the Race Factory. Butt Nigga, the guy was ready to lock up. The guys put up the money. They said they needed one shakedown just to show you how Butt Nigga did them. The guys gave me the lock-in money. But they said it wasn't a. It ain't locked until they make the shakedown. Well, y'all know, you know, Butt Nigga being from Alabama, he pulled in and did his shakedown beside the damn the car from Race Factory. Man, Butt Nigga, the man left on Butt Nigga. Butt Nigga pulled. I mean, hell, I don't know. He passed the gas when he left. Went out about 300 feet. Let up off foot. Went another 100 feet, went back in it, let up on foot, and still got the man. Man told it. The man, the two guys that tried, was locked in with Butt Naked, went around there and called Bobby, cussed Bobby out, cussed everybody out, and Butt Naked lost his damn grudge race. I ain't want to tell Bobby, why did the people got so pissed off with Butt Naked? I don't know what made Butt Naked have a locked in race and then do shakedowns beside the damn car that he locked in. And, Bobby, what was the complaint? Tell me, Bobby, what was the complaint that the men came to you with? Is Bobby on the phone? Well, hell, am I on the phone? Okay, Lady A, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I'm just making sure everybody can hear me. But anyway, the long and short of it is, Butt Nigga shook down with the car before the money was locked. And then folks told Butt Nigga to kiss his ass. Now, let me open up Butt Nigga's mic, everybody, so y'all can hear this story. Booty Nigga, call Booty Nigga. Are you there?
Other call there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yo.
Buddha Naked. Why the guys from the got four conversations going on at one time.
So what you getting, boy?
But nigga, you there?
Yeah, say what now, Jay?
What we'll do, but nigga, we'll come back to you in a few minutes, let you chance finish doing your business, because it sounds like you're doing a little business.
No, I'm done. I'm through. All right, so what's the question, Jay?
Well, again,
nigga, the first question is, why in the hell did you break that deal out of Alabama?
They thought I was lying about them deals, Jay, so I brought them to the track with me, let them see that them deals do exist.
You deal with it,
though. What'd you say, Jerome? I thought that was a little wrong for you to bring the deal to the track, but, you know, hey, everybody.
I am strapped down in the trailer. I'm going to let these bitches loose tonight. Let them loose. They ran over and jumped over the fence. God damn.
But nigga, why you had to bring in my Albany? Hell, so. You didn't have to bring in my Albany.
Hey, I'm lying about them goddamn DNA. Y'all see, don't you? I'm glad the man didn't get hurt, but, you know, his cuff is fixable, but he told you not to yell out that goddamn deal. I told y'all the deal was out there.
No, he said he got to work at home.
But, nigga, is that you stealing? Is that you that got that back?
That ain't me. Somebody, that's not me.
Somebody, they still got to work in the morning. Whoever they're talking about, they still got to work in the morning. Mute that mic right quick.
That's not me.
There you go. Let me get some insight on this. Big Clark, hold on. Is Dolomite on here too? Y'all do know that Dolomite feel like he got shafted. Dolomite feel like he got shafted, and we got to get Dolomite on, and because he felt like he got damn shafted.
Hey, what you think about the
champ
crowning another champ?
y'all
didn't see that part.
Y'all got to see the video. Bud, nigga, go ahead and tell them. Y'all got to see the video. Go on grudging.us, you'll see the video. But, Bud, nigga, tell them what you did, Bud, nigga. The champ, the Alabama, go on tell it. I don't even want to tell it, Bud, nigga. You tell it.
Hey, when Bobby did the thing down there, I said, on it right for a champion to crown another champion. So, he said, Bud, nigga, you damn right. Crown me one time. So we did a little video of me crowning old Bobby Wives. So he 5-0 against Baldy and them down there. So he did his thing.
Lady, do you have Baldy's number?
No. I'm here. Right. No, I do not have that number.
I put Baldy. I know he don't want to answer because his ass is tore out right now. So it's hard for the answer phone when you don't have an ass. But that's all right. Let Clark Kent. Your mic is open, Clark Kent. Can you hear me?
What's happening, J-Bar?
Clark Kent, let me know something, Clark Kent. Tell me, why in the hell is Bud Naked? What is Bud Naked bringing these damn deals to the damn pack?
Well, first of all, Jay, listen, man. I want to apologize to Bud Naked personally. Bud Naked, I apologize once again. I'm the first one to call you a damn liar when you told me about that damn deal. But, Bud Naked, when you showed up at the track, that ain't just a regular deal. Them ain't regular deals they dealing with, Jay. That damn deal, they'll fight back. Ain't no way in the hell that deal bumping ran toward that car with all that loud ass noise. That bumper ran football attack of that car. So, Bud Naked, you were right. That's something that tore your trunk up. I apologize.
I told y'all about that motherfucker. That motherfucker bad hell, man.
Hey, Jay. I like to congratulate Bobby Wildchild for breaking his big toe off.
I'm out of breath then when I waiting on you to get him.
Hello, I gotta find out who they're talking, Bobby. I gotta find somebody that I'm talking. Lady, can you find that mic for me, cut it off? Is that Bobby Wildchild?
I like to congratulate Bobby Child for breaking his big toe off and bald ass. You know, I feel like he did double for me. You know, so Bobby Wildchild, congratulations, sir.
Bobby Wildchild, They done closed Bobby Child's mic because he got that damn background noise. So I'm gonna accept Bobby's damn congratulations. And still, the world champion top sportsman, Bobby Billy Gold Charles. Somebody got that clapping all day. God damn, I ain't got my clapping noise going. That damn Bobby Gold showed off. Y'all, for y'all that don't know.
Hey Jay. Listen, me and Love been talking shit to Bobby. Man, listen, Bobby Child must have had at least a 0.85, 60 foot. Because man, he just bought a free car from the dough. Did you see that?
Listen, I look at the video. Let me tell you what the video did. The video showed both cars leaving. And when they got to the, let me see, I guess that's about 200 feet high. Bobby Goat went by, and the camera had, there was nothing in the frame of the camera. and then here comes that damn Foster Jerome.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that, I don't know what kind of gap you call that. I mean,
hey,
I need to see the video.
About 80 feet out. Man, listen, Bobby spoke and had one of the walking talkies in hand and spoke out one of the walking talkies inside of him. Bobby should have been on the walking talkies and said, just click it off, Smoke. Click it off. It's too late. Man, the Bobby Wildchild was gone.
Man, if ever it was a such thing as the gap band playing, boy, it was playing. That, Clark, what else you seen, Clark? Tell her, I mean, they don't understand what they seen, Clark. I don't believe they get it.
Hey, Jay, man, listen, I enjoyed myself this weekend. It was a good race. Man, these little street guys, I didn't know exactly who they were until like I got them. But, man, those guys, they're getting on. They come up, locked it in, and they don't wait till the sun go down. They say, get your ass some light right then. Them dudes, they're ready to race, man. It was some racing going on this weekend in offense.
Yeah, no doubt. And let me ask you this now. When Butt Naked, Grudgey, B is Grudgey, Bobby Childs, Grudgey, Bobby Stone, Grudgey, I mean, what was the problem, Paul? I mean, why is it always a problem, man? Damn, Grudgey is taking over the world, man. We can't get nobody to race. Give me your intake on that.
Well, man, when I saw Butt Naked pull in, you know, I was tired all over again. It was like a dad having his first son. You know, when I seen on Butt Naked pull in, man, Butt Naked unloaded. He come riding down the little dope buggy. He got out and ran down the racetrack. I thought he was going to do some sprints or some shit. I didn't know what the hell he was doing. But he come there and check the track out, and a few minutes later, he come riding up putting that damn baby promod he got. And I'm talking about first thing out of Butt Naked mouth, he ready for some action. He did a little shake down and come back, and I mean, all the little guys that were stock switching on 28, they started covering their race cars and stuff up there. You know, so Butt Naked came in and do his thing. He finally got his fluff over somebody. He had to come out and do it, but he did it. Then you turn around, you know, you had Biz come out there with this newly improved Pokemon that he got. That damn thing, that sound like it was blowing the leaves off the tree when he got ready to do his burnout. Did you hear that, Jay?
Ooh, shit, I can't hear. Hell, I still can't hear that. Huh? What you say? I still can't hear
him. Hey, man, look, you thought it the right name, but I said myself, man, do you hear Steven Jackson coming down the racetrack? Well, that thing, that sound like I'm talking about, bitch, you got a baby Pokemon right there. And I tell you, you can hear the horsepower in it, folks. Don't get it twisted. Don't think you don't play pretty. You run up on bitch, you're going to get what you're looking for. That's all I got to think about that now.
Hey, Terry, I want Terry to make sure I hope Terry get that track right because, boy, good
God
about it.
Oh, yeah, what
have
a track holder?
Let me ask you this, Clark. I mean, when it comes down to just plain old a good day of racing, how do you rank that?
Well,
you know, in the world of racing, how do you rank Albany?
Man, I rank that show there at a true TNJ, and let me tell you why. Man, it wasn't no controversy. Everybody was laughing and talking, having a great time. You saw some good races. The fans was even bragging about the racing they saw. I mean, overall, man, it was a great time. Great show, Bob. Way to put it on, man. You promoted that one just like you need to.
Billy Gold Child, you there? You know Bobby go on mute any damn minute, and then you know one thing, he I think he might be still delivering their packages.
I muted my mic, and you said I had noise. I didn't have no noise, so I was already on mute. you make me think you from South Carolina somewhere, shit. You know, I live in that little button. I'm smashing the wrong button, but I know I was on mute because there's something with his ass cut towards me. So I know I was on the
move. Let me ask you, Bobby. Yeah, Bobby, I mean, so the belt is still in Georgia.
Yeah, belt's still in Georgia. The belt didn't go.
But let me, that is a national top sportsman belt. That ain't no state belt. That's the national top sportsman. So let me ask you, Bobby, who do you look, you know, when you're looking down, you know, through the future, who do you see out in front of you? Is there anybody that you're worried about? Is there anybody that you can give a shot at the title?
Well, the next one, you know, Dolomite, we told Dolomite. Dolomite said he was in line. He wanted to run that day. And so I promised Dolomite he'd be the next man in line. So I'm going to go and do that, and I have a little while longer. You know what I get through with Dolomite? I had a little while longer.
Have you talked to Dolomite? They said Dolomite is pissed off with you, Bobby Child. I mean, what? I mean, I thought you and Dolomite were pretty tight, but they said he's pretty. A whole lot of grapevine information that Dolomite.
Yeah, man. What happened was, yeah, when he made that good pass, and you know, you build up a lot of pressure, and you know, Dolomite had a lot of pressure because the car head made a good pass. And so he had to go around there, you know what I'm saying, you know, get himself straightened out. So, you know, he went around there, he had an orgasm. And when he lost that orgasm, he was fine. He was good then. But you know how that pressure build up on you, shit, you need to do something with it. So he was too happy to make a pass, you know, can't get right, got right, got back to the field, still had arm pressure, and he happy as hell, and he ran there just, you know, I said, what in the hell is Dolomite doing? So we called him the extermination company trying to get that shit up over there off the ground because he's eating a hole in the ground. So, but he all right. But he know he next in line. So, hey, his ass is next. The only thing I can say. So,
Hank told me that Saturday was his day, and you and Barney was holding him off. It was his day, and I'm going to quote what he said. And Frazier goes down. Frazier goes down.
Well, you know, I didn't care. The way I seen, you know, I'm not too familiar with belts. They were coming at me the way I felt like him and Jerome should have ran first, and they come to me. You know, step to me. But you know, we made the decision on the line. They said, let them all get in. So, but then we went and talked to Ball, and Ball said he had one reason, one goal, and that to whoop my ass, take the belt back to Florida. And then, so then Dolomite kind of quiet down, and then the other rule come up. Then Jerome said, you know, he'll run Dolomite for some money, but he can't run for the belt. He said, in 30 days. So, hell, I thought I'd apply the same rule. We can run with the man, but you ain't taking away for that belt today. So, and I know y'all trying to get some more action. Y'all coming to let it be two in one day. Hell no, I'm going to hold on to it for 30 days. The hell with y'all.
Hey, Clark, we did the best we could. We kept telling Bobby, go on and get you a two-for-one deal. Bobby said, hell no.
Yeah, Bobby wasn't going with us.
You know, if y'all had told me I would have had 60 days to defend the belt, then I might would have knocked over my ass on lock. So I ain't going to knock out two right quick. No. Shit, no. Huh? But anyway, man, hey, I do, but, you know, I'm going to go back on mute, but I really want to thank Grudging Big Biz, Tank Man, I mean, you know, all y'all, Butt Naked, the whole crew, Jay Bond and Mrs. J, Grudge Inc. family. I want to thank y'all for the successful show. Thank y'all very much again. I'll be looking forward to dealing with y'all. I got to get on the road to come up and see Biz. I know he got a show, I think, the 27th or something, June. But I'm trying to make arrangements so I can get people in there. Okay, yeah, to get people in place so they can, you know, run the facility while I'm gone. So, because them damn deer that Butt Naked bought down there, we got to go down and try to catch him and kill him or some shit, you know. So that's why he jumped out the car and ran down the damn pipe. He wanted to see where he could turn that damn deer loose at. And
That deer is nothing to play with.
Nothing to play with at all. But like I said, I want to thank Grudge Inc. and the whole Grudge Inc. family. Hey, man, I can do anything for Grudge Inc. family, hey, man, y'all let me know. I really appreciate y'all was good company, and y'all really y'all stepped to the plate. Y'all helped U.S. 19 out in a tremendous way. You know, words just can't – I can't say enough words to say thank y'all. I'm going to say this. Dick, that damn – I'm getting off. I don't know what in the hell B has got in that damn thing, but Lord have mercy. There's a lot of folks' ass in trouble. That's the only thing I can say. Going on mute, Jay. Thank y'all very much.
We appreciate that, Bobby. We enjoyed it. You know, it was a good event. Looking forward to do another with you, Bobby. Matter of fact,
if a dude got a drag radio car just like yours, hit some kind of chameleon blue.
Uh-huh.
Man, he got some rims on like mine. Got them windows and all that shit trimmed in black. Man, you to my
phone. I don't know who that's cutting in.
It ain't on my end, J-Car. I got my phone on me. I don't know what the hell it is talking about some damn drag
radio. What? Alpha and Loud Butt Naked again.
It might be DJ Grandpa. He on my phone. DJ, mute your damn mic, boy.
I said, I'm gonna make sure I get me a 9 wing and me a 9 set of wheels. If I don't do.
But nigga, it was on your line. as soon as I hit your damn button, it shut him up. So it's on your line, but nigga. But, Claude, would you please do this interview for me? This interview here, I'm not even worthy enough to let me get to my damn computer system here. Claude, I need you to do this interview. I'm gonna introduce him to you here in a second. Let me find my damn computer. Let me find everybody. Let me find the right stuff here on the computer. Okay, there we go. All right, everybody. The racer formerly known as King Biz has now is considered and has proven to be Buzz Lightyear. Everybody, please stand up and applaud Buzz Lightyear.
Well, Mr. Buzz Lightyear, how do you feel today, sir? Mr. Buzz Lightyear.
I'm doing good, Clark. What's going on?
Man, listen. I mean, I know you can't wait to show the world what you're working with, you know what I'm saying? But I believe me and Jay and everybody let the cat out the bag, but we had to just tell it because it was just on the tip of our tongue, bitch. But now listen,
man. Y'all know y'all messing up my hustle now, right?
Yeah, but we're going to give you an opportunity to go on Freddy fucking it up, bitch. Listen, hey. Man, who you have on your list and tell everybody why, sir?
Well, honestly, only one I got on my list is the big bad Donye, because everybody think I'm scared to run Donye in a grudge race, and he is the baddest of the bad in Chicago, so I'm looking forward to locking horns with Donye. He's the only one who would give me credibility.
Ben, you're going after Donye.
I know I got a small block. He got a big block. I know he got a 29. I got a 28. You know, I know that. But, you know, He's the baddest. He's the baddest. So we got to play, man. We got to play. I mean, he is the man.
I mean, you mean Tim? You don't want Leon first? You know, appetizer. You know, you don't want to appetizer.
You know what I do? I do need some bills paid. So yeah, I might play with Leon. I need some bills paid. Got a mortgage. So yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we probably yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Okay. 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 All right. Well, you know, who else you got on your list, Ben?
I ain't the type to talk, man.
On your list?
Man, listen, man. I'm going to do wit, man. Believe you me, that man came to my hometown, my home track, and at the race that I was involved in with Grudge Inc., man, he did something nasty to me. I'm going to do something. I got to get some get back on Wit. I don't care if he pull up on next to me with a tricycle. I got to do something to Wit. Yes, I do. I do have a bone to pick with somebody in Tennessee, namely Memphis. Yeah. Yeah.
J-Bar, there you have it. You know, my man, Biz is still standing on his 2 feet, Jake.
Yes, sir. Felt like he is back, and I just want to hit it. I want the fact that it's a fact that Felt like he is I want to make sure that they put up all the
five. Somebody got you on speakerphone, Jake.
Somebody got hold on one second.
Hey, Clark, I do want to let you know what you seen Saturday, that was turned down.
Whoa, I hate to see turned up. Goddamn.
Woo-hoo. How do you deal with that? Lady A, I see some names on the board. I see some numbers on the board with no name. Lady A, help me out on that. I'm going to go down to Lady A, is Jay, do Jay want to talk? I see Jay down there at 708-8152.
I will check for you, Jay. Let's see. Jay, do you want to talk?
No, I'm in the store right now. I'm just listening.
All righty. Big Danny, would you like to speak?
That damn Lady A. Big Danny, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much, Jay. Just sitting there listening to y'all. Y'all said Bills was down there acting a fool, huh?
Buzz Lightyear. He's now known as the racer formerly known as.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bud Lightyear was down there after the fool, huh?
Yes, sir. That man gave us a chance. We now know what warp speed is all about. We know what warp speed is all about, thanks to Key Biz. The racial formula is known as Key Biz.
Oh, so he didn't change his name to Bud Lightyear now, huh?
Well, he didn't change it. It's one of the things when you go through a warp. When you go through a warp field, your name changes. he didn't have no control over it. I hear some, bear with me 1 minute. I hear somebody crying, and they so, let me, I hear somebody all piling and mad. Let me go back to Bobby. Bobby, you there? Bobby Child. Oh, come on mute, Bobby Child. Now, hold on. I got noise,
Jay. Give me about 5 minutes.
Well, all right. We'll get Dolomite's version until you get in. Everybody.
Hey, Jay, hold on. Hold on. You need to open Bud Legged mic back up because he just texted me. He said, tell Ben to turn that stitch up and bug it.
Hold on. Booty naked.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That booty naked. I want that
back way on the plug-in.
Booty naked. You would walk around there pissing on everybody's shoe that walked by you. And when Ben fuck up that damn space shuttle, I ain't heard shit. That's like you the rest of the night.
It was time to go on, Jake. But, hey, you know, I'm coming to him. I'm coming to his hometown.
Booty naked.
Yeah.
Are you trying to say that you trying to call out the race of formerly known as Biz
Give you a little word of advice.
Okay,
make you a clean pass. Make you a few clean passes. Don't get out in and out the gas. Because if you do that, with that huff on the side of you, ain't no getting back like that little nitro small block. You, if I got a real small block, but that's beside the point. I'm gonna do my damnedest to have my driver on May 19th in Montgomery Motorsports.
Okay. Sound good, homie.
And we gonna play.
We can play all day.
All right.
We can
all
shoot marbles in the dirt all day long, God. If you wanna get tired.
Just make sure ain't no hunching. And if you hunching, don't take your marbles and run home.
Cause okay.
You cause
that sound good.
That's all I'm
play by your rules. That sound good.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
May 19th. And I want that damn other one. What the hell name up there with that Malibu up there in Chicago? Where are they from? See that way he's talking that junk about me that time on the internet. DJ, what them boy name was? I asked you who they were.
I don't remember.
Oh,
nigga.
I thought they got a gold Malibu. Yeah.
But nigga, you ain't trying to say that you talking about going to Milan, Michigan this weekend, are you? I mean, you ain't trying to get no northern action, are you?
I want to try to make it. I ain't going to 100% be sure, but my driver said he's going to let me know tomorrow. So we'll know tomorrow whether we're going or not. I got to fly him in and fly him back out. So we got to see where we're
at. I want to be a driver when I grow up. So they get some damn special treatment. but nigga, now you know the North, it's several guys up North said they want some southern damn fried chicken now. So, you know. You know, that
ain't going to
be hard to accommodate.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay. Well, they can get it. It's right protein. They can get it any way, goddammit.
All right. Now, I got to get down here to Dolomite. Y'all know Dolomite is a little warm. Dolomite a little warm at Billy Goat. And Billy Goat was, hell, I don't want to tell the story. Dolomite, you there?
Yeah, what's going on, fellas? Good evening, everybody. What's up, Bud Nigga?
What's going on, Dolomite?
Everybody on the radio show. What's going on?
All right.
I am a little warm, though, Jay. You know I am a little warm, man, you know, because I thought I came all the way down there, you know, to get a run at that belt, too, man. But it seemed like everything was gravy and everything was good until I made a pass, and then all of a sudden, oh, shit, he ain't the same breakdown, get right, or all the other stuff they were saying. And all up got skin, start shaking like hookahs in churches. You know, I ain't know what was going on. I mean, I looked at Bobby, his lip was quivering. I looked over that boxer, his chest was quivering. I mean, I ain't know what the hell was going on with the two, man.
You had the money in hand. I have to tell everybody, Dolomite was trying to lock in from the damn from twelve noon. Now, that's the truth of the fact. What's the fact behind that? What is the driving force behind that, Dolomite? I mean,
I think Bobby knew that he had an easier chance at the belt by running boxer that day. So both of them want the belt so bad that they kept out a man that could really whoop their ass. They kept me out of everything. First I was in. I won the foot. See, I'm going to tell you how it went, Jay. It was three of us, right? And everybody agreed, right, that we're going to go ahead and do this thing. We're going to do it for the belt, right?
Right.
Then Bobby said, well, you and boxer run each other. You know, I'm the champ. y'all run each other, and then y'all and I get the winner. But we all agreed that we're going to flip for this thing. So we flip, and guess who won the flip now to go on to the final? I won the flip on top. Everything was going perfect that day. And the boys, boy, they could not stand the fact that I was about to rob and take that belt on from both hands. They couldn't stand it. So Baldy cooked up a concoction that he had just to run for the belt, which is true. He was there to run for the belt. I don't know if he knew I was going to be there or not. But when Boxer came through that gate, you know, them boys knew I was there, and they knew I was there to run for that belt. But I'm going to tell you, Bobby got 30 days to sleep with that belt, take a shower with that belt, watch, you know, take a crap with that belt. He better do all he can because that belt, he ain't going to have it past 30 days. I guarantee you that. And I'm going to tell you something, Bobby on the phone, me and Bobby need to go on and lock this thing in, call it a day for May 18th and make it National Dad Day.
That is. Hey, all you got to do is lock it in. That is.
That's the official call out.
Hey,
go ahead and get this thing locked in tonight.
Go ahead. Say it for me. Make that announcement.
I'm going to tell you, just like I told you, and down goes Frazier. That's exactly what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen that day, Jay. I'm telling you, you just watch. He ain't going to have that belt long. All he's going to have is memories of that belt when I'm through with it. Now,
I want him to commit. Listen, he on mute. He got his mic is over. He listening to you, but let me tell you this. Did you see after when he won, did you see him and damn butt naked out there? He had his belt all around his head. He was dancing. He was kissing on the belt. Did you see?
Yeah, I saw it, but I can't believe him and Bud Nigga were holding hands with the belt jumping up and down like two schoolgirls. There ain't no more going on in the middle of the track. I wish I had my camera to put that shit on.
I guarantee you, Bobby made love that bet on last night. Mac Malone. I guarantee you.
Bobby was a
natural.
You gotta hit the mute one button, Bobby. Go on and talk.
Hey, J-Bone.
Yeah.
J-Bone. Is it okay? Yeah. Did you tell everybody it was okay to take the plastic off the belt? He still got a goddamn plastic on it.
He wouldn't even take the damn plastic off of it. That damn Bobby Child would take. He wouldn't even take the plastic off the belt.
That's good. Keep it ready for him. He can keep it good and ready for him.
Bobby Child would not even take the plastic off the belt. That lets you know right now he had some kicky stuff going on. He had some kicky stuff on mine that night at the house. That man didn't want to take the plastic off. But Dolomite, you need to go and lock him in, man. I mean, he need to be locked in, Dolomite, and you know now if you don't lock him in.
Jay, you got my money. You got my money. When he come back on the mic, I want it locked for the 18th. And if he want to rerun that, because he want me to do, I'm going to reach down his throat first. And I'm going to grab his ass and pull it back out of his mouth. And then when we get through, if he want to straighten it out and go again, I'll reach back the other way and pull his ass back out straight. And we can do it on the 19th down in Montgomery. 2 days.
A 2 day thing. Listen to this now. You do understand. I'm just going over that. Bobby is the national top sportsman champion of the world. You do know that, right?
I do know that, and I got to recognize because he is. He is. He beat. He won the belt, and I got to give him his props. Congratulations to Bobby for winning that belt. He had a ghost ass whooping for Baldy. He had Miss Rudolph shake a bone over there on Boxer's car, and the next thing you know, it started kicking bolts out the damn car. But I ain't never seen no shit like that, Jay. And so what did Smoke do? Smoke said, well, I can fix it. Smoke went back to the trailer, put some more bolts in that son of a bitch. And Bobby turned up Miss Rudolph again. Next thing you know, he couldn't even bag her. I mean, Bobby got some voodoo for you now, I'm telling you. Bobby got some Miss Rudolph type stuff over there. You better watch out. But I got something for him to kill all that Rudolph stuff. And I shook it all around my car now. My car, you see how my car shook a tail feather when we went down there? You just watch what happened. It ain't worried about Miss Rudolph. I'm ready.
That, I don't know.
Where's that damn goat? I smell him, but I can't see him. Where he at?
But the no, barbecue goat is good. Hello, I got to open up a couple of bites. Hold on one second. Huh?
Jay.
Yeah.
If he keeps playing his damn mouth, he just might get the damn back guy up there and make him so damn well.
All right.
I ain't done. Him, sorry. But I guess you might.
Okay.
But so am I.
Hold on.
You know, I'm going to try to make but I'm going to tell you this. If I can get my people in place, I'm coming to make them kick your ass. I'm coming to make you kick your ass. I will let you know.
As being a manager, look here.
I let you talk. So I didn't want to keep up all that noise. Now, check your little shout-ass mouth. That's because you didn't have your orgasm now. So be quiet for a damn minute. Let somebody else say something. Let me tell you something. If I can get myself situated, it look like it's going to be. Because I know I'm already going to Montgomery. If we can't do it.
It ain't me.
Oh.
Go ahead, Bobby.
Okay. And if we cannot do it in Macon, for some reason I can't get away, hey, baby, you can get your ass whooping up there in Montgomery. Now, how about that?
I take it wherever you're going to give it up, Bobby, because I know it's going to be an easy win.
I heard you just say it. You was going to Montgomery. So, you know, I don't know about the 18, you know, because of the situation, but I'm going to do my best to get there. And then when I get up there in Montgomery, then I plan on whooping Tommy Dog ass. That's right, Tommy Dog. I want you to hit this shit straight off the trailer with that damn pro mod you got. That's right. I Tommy Dog. I know he's listening.
I ain't running straight off no trailer.
You got a pro mod. Hell, I'm a little slow mod. Nah, I'm a top
four. You better deal with Dolomite because you can't handle me.
Well, straight off the trailer, Mr. You know what? You talking all that shit. So straight off the trailer. Bring your ass home.
Dolomite going to drag your ass down the track any damn way.
Okay, then. Well, I see you didn't make him this. I see you make them too. Okay. But anyway, if I can get there, I'm going back on mute. Don't mind you talking all that shit. I'm gonna beat the snot out your nose. You know, you had it coming out.
We okay in Montgomery? Let everybody hear. We okay in Montgomery?
Yes, for the bell.
Yeah, for the bell. Okay. If anyway I can get to Macon,
but more like I'm going to be in Macon. If I can get to Macon, hell, we only in Macon, baby.
Bobby, I'm on you like a fat girl. I ain't gonna even say it. I'm on you, Bobby. It's good.
Y'all don't be talking about no fat girl, because that's what happened to you up there in Auburn. You on the fat girl, you must have thought about when you went off.
I was holding that load for your ass, but wouldn't neither one of y'all run me.
Well, you was over there at Boxer Jerome. You didn't come. You was Bobby, come on now, Bobby.
How many times I've been
here? I've been, you know what, hold it. You know things were getting, I told you, and you can ask B, I know B is on the phone. I said, oh, well, did I tell you, okay, we'll do it, give me a chance. You know, I just had made a pass.
Yeah, what about all damn day?
Hold it. Did I tell you I had to get the damn car situated?
Okay, Bobby. I ain't gonna argue about the plan. We're gonna talk about the future because
okay,
your ass
is
grass and I'm the lawnmower. I'm gonna barbecue that goat in molasses.
Well, I tell you what, if I get to Macon, I tell you what. No, I better not do that. I better not give you the back tap.
I want you to get mad enough to bring that goat because everybody in Macon wants some carrot goat.
When I get through beating your ass, I'm hoping I can get to Macon. We run for this bit. It look like, you know, it's 99.9% chance I'm gonna get there. And then when I take your ass to Montgomery, I'm gonna give you the back tie. trip, damn trip.
Hey, Bobby, how about Bobby, they just put us in a damn room. I don't hear nobody talking but me and you.
We ain't no damn private room. I'm just telling one more two-figure little shout out.
Damn private room.
Look
at we thinking everybody here in the lockup. Ain't nobody hearing shit. This damn J-Boy is sick of the year.
Hey, okay, I'll bring y'all back. Hey, now that y'all stop bullshit, we bring y'all back out here in the real world, dressed up.
Well, that's what it was. He has us in the private room.
Yeah, yeah, and the show going on the other end. We think we goddamn it at least getting the race up because I'm, hey, Bobby, it's on, man. I'm going to move your ass down. I'm telling you, if we on, I want you to know. You just
it's
watch
on,
what that damn black, damn Pontiac going to do to that ass.
Dola, it's on, Dola. I don't think I'm going to tell you. It's on. It's on.
Boy, I can't wait either. Boy, I tell you, I'm like a kid in the candy store. I can't waste my time.
Nah, I'm gonna tell you like I told Tommy Dog. Don't take that ass whooping person. I told you, don't you're on the same thing. Don't take the ass whooping person.
I ain't gonna take it personally. I'm just gonna give it personally.
Okay, all right.
I'm gonna personally give it to your ass. I ain't gonna take it personally.
I'm gonna let the show go on because look at him. You know, our champ don't talk a lot. He bag it up when he knocked you the fuck out. Now, good night.
All right, everybody, that is Bobby Billy Goat Child. Goddamn, Bobby done knocked him out. He already a threat. What round, Bobby, are you going to take him out in? Are you gonna name the round? Hey,
Jay, round one. No, it ain't going to be no round. It won't be a round. He going down less than 4 seconds.
I know that pad that Dolomite did, that looked like a damn 3 second pad to me, Bobby.
Everybody look fast. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to go do it. Everybody look fast by their damn self. Put something up beside them. That way you can tell how fast they damn going.
Well, Bobby, you look like you were crawling. I ain't going to lie. You look like you were crawling, Bobby.
Okay,
that man had his wheels locked up and was coming back up.
Hey. Dolomite have that lock on. You come over there. You said to me. You said, God.
I know smoking man or something, bitch.
Hey, I got a call out. We got somebody gonna call out somebody here in a few seconds. So yeah.
All right, I'm going on mute, Jake.
All right, we're going to get a call out. I was told, I got a text that said that Wick had called out this person for somebody else earlier. Well, man, maybe it was a text they said. Was never mind that Wick shit. We'll leave that motherfucker alone. Now we get CC. Lady, get CC on the phone, because just in case Wick bring his ass on, I need somebody to shut his ass up. Can you get Lady A? Can you get CC on the line for me? And let me see Lady A on. Lady A, are you there?
I'm here.
Can you get CC on? Because just in case, it won't be long before we hit the one button. I want to have somebody ready for his ass as soon as he damn click hit that one button. But I got a call out coming up, in a second. And Lady A, I need Wayne and Peso. Can you find Wayne and Peso? I don't know where the hell they at tonight. We got this big ass race coming up. We got about 4 million people who are gonna show up. About a couple hundred race cars. About 500 race cars. All this shit going on. I can't get Wayne and Peso on the line. I don't know what's going on. But let's get this call out. Let me see. This is an unknown caller. He said that he's doing a call out. Let me see. Can I open his mic? Unknown caller. Please, hold on, y'all. I'll give you time to look at the board. This unknown caller. Let's see, unknown caller. Where the hell is the unknown caller at? Lady, you supposed to have that unknown caller up under somebody's name on here. Let's see. I can't read. I need some damn. Okay.
Do you want me to find them for you, Jay?
I think I got it now. Unknown caller, your mic is now open.
Yeah. I'm looking for somebody in the 601 area code, go by the name of 007. I got oil pressure, big man. Get
to the damn line, 007, air code 601 or 662 or whatever your area code is, 007 out of the great state of Mississippi. I have oil pressure. Wherever you want to meet, if it's Louisiana, if it's Mississippi, if it's Georgia, Alabama, wherever you want to meet, where the hell is my big fella 007? I got a real nice surprise party. If you ever seen the movie, State Property, they was throwing surprise parties. I'm going to throw you a big old surprise party in your honor, 007. Where you at? Where you at, Clark?
God damn, man, I'm going to mute my damn mic.
Yeah. It's going to be long, damn it. It wasn't going to be long. It wasn't going to be long.
Damn, Mike, God damn
it. Hey, Big Danny. Come on off mute, homeboy. Big Danny.
I'm right here. I hear you.
Hey, man. If this damn little small block stay together, man, listen. Same old story. Same old song. Same. Ain't nothing changed. Not even the weather. Not even the rent. Same old story. Now I'm gonna be honest with you, man. You know I'm 100. But naked look good, man. But naked look good. He look good. I don't think he can stay out in front though. No.
I ain't suffer too much. What did you say about butt naked? Butt naked what?
I said you look. I repeated butt naked. I said you look good. You look damn good. And I also said I don't think you can stay out in front. That's what I said. There's Biz. And I'm also going to say there's really no substitute for cubic inches. You got me on cubic inches.
Okay.
But I just think that this little small block is going to take care of her business.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, Biz. When you and goddamn Nicky going to do this thing, man?
Probably at the it's gonna be at Macon, or it's gonna be at Alabama. It's gonna be at one of the two, whichever one my driver can make it.
Alabama.
If he can make it, yeah. If he can make two, I'm gonna do him in his own state.
Damn, but nigga,
I like that.
That what now?
Where is that good soundtrack at that y'all always play? If your man got a grass...
Oh, sir, what do you got, sir? You talking about ain't no race off with you? When your man got dragster, we'll come to fucking make it right now and run your ass. We don't give a fuck what you got. We got the baddest goddamn back half on the planet. And that's it.
Is that what you talking about, Big Danny? Well, come over to Alabama and run you.
Ooh. I ain't never scared.
Hey, big fella.
What's going on?
Man, they said Butt Naked might come to the Motor City this weekend.
Oh, yeah? That'd be sweet.
Yeah, they killed the deer. what y'all got for him up there?
I mean, you know these small block guys ain't scared of no big block up here. So you know how that go. You know, but it's a couple cars that have been sporting the big block, but I don't really want to say their name because I don't, you know, how people would be about that. But it's definitely, he would definitely get some action up here.
Will Ron Vance run him?
Yes, he will.
Okay.
I can promise you that one.
Hey, Ben, who that one with that doggone Malibu up through that way, that gold, that dude name?
That's what I'm talking about, a Malibu.
What
I'm talking about, not the gold. That is Young Money. That is Young Money.
The gold one.
You talking about Gold Digger, butt naked?
That's right. You talking to? That's Young Money. Booty naked.
I gotta add DJ in a minute. It went on the internet talking that jump that night. Post something on the internet about me. I gotta see about it.
If it's a gold Malibu. That's Young Money, Aaron, with the Gold Digger car.
Well, you tell Young Money, old money coming, goddamn it, this week possibly. If old money comes, I want that Young Money.
But, Nicky, you come out here with your chest stuck out too far now. You might get the wind blown out of you.
Well, hell, ain't nothing to it but to do it, all I can say. We're going to try to make that trip and see what it's about.
Yeah, man, I guarantee you will not be disappointed, man.
Okay.
You will not be disappointed, man. These guys up here, we ain't like down there, man. These guys will race you, man. You ain't got to take everything off your goddamn car.
Okay.
Hey, Bud Naked, would you run a G-Body Malibu big block with Willie Bars?
You know what? Anything possible.
Okay. You're right. You know what? They got a bigger tire than you too. I know they ain't got no 28. They got a 29.
But the thing is, they don't have big blocks up here. They just got big blocks.
Right.
I ain't got no big block. I got a big block.
Okay, but it just looked big.
That's it. Yeah. Can I bring my deal?
Huh?
Can I bring the deers up the road with me?
You can bring them deers up in Detroit, boy. It might kill them deers to eat them. Have them deers to build out barbecue in them.
Hey, Bud Naked, if you make the trip, I guarantee you will get down the track.
Oh, yeah. And another thing, Beers, Ryan them debating their 29.5-inch tire Malibu this weekend.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the one I'm trying to book with Booty Naked.
Okay, I thought you were talking about his other car. Okay. Yeah,
No. He see that vet. He ain't gonna run that vet. I wouldn't do him like that. No, I'm talking about the G-Body.
I'm quite wild. I said, man, he'll run it. Hey man, why Leon them getting so scared, man? Why they so scared of Gold Digger all of a sudden, man?
I don't think Leon's scared of him. I just think Three Love wanted to break. Hold on, let me see if Leon on the phone. Hold on. Go ahead, Peso.
What's going on, fellas? Peso in the house. Jay, Big.
What's going on? I'm looking for Mr. Leon himself.
Uh oh. I heard somebody's looking for Street King.
Yeah. My boy done froze up. Hold on. Hey, is Leon on the phone? Uh oh. My boy just dropped. Lady A.
Yeah, but they can all make that trip, man. You gonna have a good time up here, man.
Hey, Ben.
I'm thinking about it. I'm trying to see what we can do. My driver's gonna let me know tomorrow. He said, but nigga, I'm not riding with you on that long ass trip. Now, I'm telling you, I ain't driving on that long ass trip. You got to fly me in and fly me out. Dude, but he got to check with his old lady, and he gonna let me know.
Okay, if you do fly me in, Metro Airport. Don't come to another airport, but Metro Airport. Metro Airport is 20-25 minutes from the track.
Metro
Leon,
Airport.
Is you on the phone?
Yep. Don't come in through City Airport. You put yourself about an hour away, another hour away.
Okay,
all right. Metro Airport.
All right. I should remember that, too.
Hey, Gadget, call Leon for me and then press your one button. You can't get it. Call Lee and press your one button.
What you saying? You got the number?
Okay. I know Danny make that trip. I hope he stops at that bank first.
I got a new phone. I'm not going to work that damn thing.
What I got to stop at the bank for, Wayne?
Hold on, Wayne. Hey, Wayne, you know how you'll get booty naked up there? Tell them what y'all got on every street corner up in Detroit.
Y'all just y'all send me off.
Hey, booty naked.
They got a what on every corner up there?
What?
Strip club.
I don't go to strip club during racing season. I can't afford it.
No, see, this is the thing in Detroit. This is the thing in Detroit. You don't have to get them the money. They throw you the money.
The girls throw you the money. I can't wait to get that in.
I'll bring you one. I got to get it. You said extra large.
Hey, you go to the right one button, nigga, they might let you climb up
that
motherfucker.
Nah, I'm put on a couple pounds. Now I can't hold up on that pole like I used to.
Just give me a heads up so I can run up out of there
before
you do it, man.
I don't want to be no witness for that, man. Yeah. I forgot about. I'm going to wait the next time I see you and Clark at the track together. I ain't going to bring it up tonight. I forgot something about y'all, two clowns.
What about that 500?
I wasn't even thinking about it, man. My wife said I fed me good and drink good. And I forgot all about that little chain.
Hey, but
y'all gonna pay me, goddamn.
Hey, but Nick, you would have got paid if you would have actually raced up. How you gonna shake down next to somebody and say you raced? Don't do that. But
well, I'm gonna let Jack fan call me today. Well, my friend stopped by the shop today. And see, we're going over to Fia. And shit. He called me and said, what nigga? Fia said he want to rip down. I said, when? He said, did we?
Now, Fia going to win with what?
The Super Freak. He said he want to do it this week. I told him I don't know.
Okay, now, if you run Fia in the Super Freak, that is the white boys. The other guy, Spike, you just a driver. That's not the white boys. How you going to run the white boys field, and field wasn't even in Phoenix City? Every time you seen the white boys run, field was there with his car. Come on, butt naked. Don't do that, man.
Y'all didn't stip it right. I just trying to get y'all a little dip that y'all be doing.
No, we stipped it right. We said you had to run the white boys.
No.
It's just a drive. You know
what y'all was talking about. Let it call y'all talking about.
Right. That's the only car he has right now that's running.
But see, y'all didn't say that. But we don't get into that right now. But the thing is, they want to try something this weekend. I told him I might go to the road. I got to see what my car doing. I got a trailer Lenore when I put it in the trailer the other day. I don't know if it's talking rudder boats or something, but I heard something rattling. I got to see what's going on.
Well, just make sure you fix it before you get on that road to Michigan.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to check it out Wednesday. I'm tired of that. I had a hailstorm yesterday, so, hell, I've been busy all day today.
You going to take it out Wednesday, what, to the track?
Take it out trailer, see what's going on with it.
Oh, okay.
Something minor. Should be anyway. Something loose. Yeah. Don't vibrate a loop, more likely. Yep.
Now, how many takedowns did you make Saturday?
Shit. What, two? One or two? Two?
You did two? Okay. I know I seen one when you ran the orange car. That's the only one I seen.
Shit, I should have ran him in reverse. Bagged him.
You could have. You got out the gas like three times. Yeah, you could have. You got out the gas like three times.
Shit, that's something that was twisting the tongue out there. You seen it?
Yeah,
that's
I did.
Tough,
right there.
We're going to see what it do, though. We're going to get a seat about.
Wayne, yeah. I don't see Leon on. I guess Young Money did scare Leon.
Leon ain't nothing. Leon ain't something about nothing. He's scared, man. He won't lock in or nothing. He's scared like everybody else.
Wow. Wow.
Means you going to Michigan on Saturday?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll be there.
Oh, Junior, you going to have Junior there too?
If I can get my driver to fly up there, yes, I will have it there. And I will win.
Yes, I'll drive it.
Huh? No, you can't handle that. You can't handle that little power. That little bitty power. If I have some more power, I'll let you drive it. You can't handle
Biz,
that
little power. Who your driver is, Big?
Who is that? Who's that talking to me?
But nigga, who the driver is?
The same one that drove when we ran.
I didn't know who was driving, you know. I didn't know
they were in
there.
Yeah, no, the same guy. That's my tuner, my tuner.
Okay.
Hey,
okay.
Man, we can put Jimbo on your seat, man. We let Jimbo fly down.
Man, I will burn it up before I do that. I will light a match. I will light a match on it and burn it up if I had to let Jimbo drive my car.
Hey, Wayne. Hey,
Wayne.
What's up? Hey, Wayne, if Biz got Junior, then me and you going to have a small wager?
We can have a small wager, a medium wager, a big wager, don't matter.
Okay. if he got Junior down his driver, then, man, you can lock in.
I'm going to lock in. If he bring little Junior, I'm going to knock him cold the fuck out.
No, you won't.
Okay. All right.
No,
all right.
Hey, Big Danny, you sound kind of confident Big Danny.
I'm telling you. See, y'all ain't seen White Trash. You just got a little glimpse of White Trash down the lane. Y'all ain't seen White Trash yet. Y'all going to see something. See something
big. They think they got it right.
Man, please. That don't mean anything.
This little hooker bisexual, biracial, man, I'm telling you.
If Lil Junior is in the house and his driver there, me and you gonna tangle. I ain't gotta stop by the bank. I'm gonna have it already in my slacks.
not in your pants, in your slacks.
In your slacks.
In my slacks.
Who's that? Who's that talking?
That's Big Danny. That's Gazillionaire.
Hey man, this peso. Me and you got action too. They lock in. They go down that track. Me and you gonna lock in whatever amount you want.
Oh, here they go.
Biz ain't going to do nothing but
lose. Here they go.
Hey, Biz on a losing streak.
Biz is too quiet with that motherfucker. Something up. I don't know what it is.
I'm
going to figure it out real soon.
Yeah, he sure is. I'm confidently silent.
Peso, how much you want to bet on the side, Peso? Hello, Peso.
Yeah, what was that? I'm sorry. What was that?
They muted his mic.
Go ahead.
I said, what man you gonna bet on the side, sir?
You know, I'm not no big money, but if they raise, I got $500 on Never Scared all day. At least $500.
Ooh, that's a good bet. What the hell are you talking about? That's a real good bet.
That's a good one.
That's a bet for a salary.
Yeah.
Hey, Peso, I heard you got a car. What kind of car you got? Because I got a little small block on nitrous bring up there.
Man, you know, I got a car, but it's on the back burner.
You better stick with them cameras in his hand.
Where is Brandon with the Cutlass, man? I wanted to run him, man. I got a small block on nitrous. A stock block, small block on nitrous, man. I want to run Brandon. If Brandon,
you know, we got to get Ryder down here, man. You seen his little race, man. He, I was surprised he beat Sweet Lorraine, man.
Yeah.
Man, they got a little Ryder down. Finally got something slow that can make it down the track.
Yeah, man.
Hey, so I can't do it for nothing in the world. I don't know what's going on. I try. I'm gonna keep trying.
Oh, okay.
What you
hey man, I don't know if everyone heard yet, but man, we're gonna have two belts up for grabs for this the shootout. And a lot of people want to know, if you want to come out and test and tune, have at it. You know, we will be shutting down the time slip booths at a particular time, you know, later in the night. But if you want to come out, just test and tune, you don't want to get in the shootout, come on down. It's going to be set up very similar to a Noe T event. You know, you're going to be able to get down there, get close to the car, smell the rubber.
Man,
get hit with the rubber. It's going to be a good time. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, so we're going to have two belts up for grabs for 28s and 29s. You know, we got some big races getting locked in. Biz coming down. We got Pro Star Joe coming down. Be on the mic, getting everybody fired up. So, Menace Mustang coming down. Him and Wayne locked in. So, we're ready to get down. The weather's looking beautiful. Every time I look at the weather, it keep creeping up. So, I'll take that. You know, it's looking like it's going to be 70 degrees, man. So, I'm going to be out there with some shorts on.
Then Johnny Quick going to knuckle up.
I don't think Johnny Quick going to show up. I don't think he's going to show up.
Johnny Quick gonna be there with bells on. Better believe that.
Man, he gonna be there. Hey,
your motherfucker ready, boy? They gonna be there.
Hey, Satan, man, they quiet, man. Why Chicago so quiet? You know, I ain't heard nothing from Booze. I heard DJ Grant tell me he gonna make it. He trying to make it, but where Booze 12 and Turbo GT? Where Chicago at, man?
Man, they done seen White Trash and Bad Company. They got a little scared this year.
Oh, man. Knock it off with that Brigade Row, man. Is you kidding me?
All right, man.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. Bro? What is it?
I don't know where they are. I've been down south, so I don't know where they've been.
In the south? Who racing in the south?
Oh, they've been down there racing now, Peso. Now, knock it off.
I want them to come up here and race, man. I done seen everybody travel to the south, but I haven't seen the south come up here too much lately, man.
You know they coming.
I know they coming.
Who is
going to
be some action when they come? Lord, he have mercy.
We only got a week.
No, you got less than a week. You got about some days.
Well, it feels like what we got Monday. Yeah, you right. Less than a week now. About 6 days.
Leave the kids at home, Danny.
Man, you know my kids are traveling.
Leave the kids at home, man. I don't want to do this to you in front of your kids, man. Just leave the kids at home, man.
Wayne, what you gonna do?
I make sure they get home, but you're going to be on your own.
hey, Wayne, that's impossible.
It's all good.
You know, it may be some reinforcement coming, too. You know that, right?
Hey, Wayne, I want to get shorty there, Wayne. What you got that's fair to run shorty, man? Trying to get shorty there, man.
Tell the truth, I have no idea what he run. I want to say him and my colors, but, you know, it sounds like him and Tim might be all right, man, but I'm sure he might have some shit up his sleeve.
You talking about Tim with the 22s?
Yeah,
but Tim want him to run on motor.
Shit, if he running on motor, shit, with a small block.
Yeah, but that means he got a motor car, you know. Shorty don't have a motor car.
Shorty got a grocery deal.
It's going to be a few S10s. It's going to be a lot of street cars up here. Yeah.
No, okay. He don't want to come on that
He wants something locked in.
Yeah. But you know what? They was talking this, though. They said that if he don't get a race, they'll pay his gas money. I like that. How much they think gas money is to get from Chicago to Detroit?
I don't know, but I know I gave his ass $200 to get to 31 last year.
So it's a little farther than that. So.
Yeah. You know, I just like to have shorty in the house.
Who's calling us? Hold on, I got somebody on the line, man. Who was calling our Street King again? Who was that guy?
But, man, it,
That was Butt Naked.
Where he at?
He in Alabama.
I know. Is he on the phone?
Yeah, Butt Naked. His line.
Yo.
Yeah, he's still.
Hey, Butt Naked.
Yeah.
Hey, Butt Naked, I got the baddest motherfucker on the phone that's gonna knock your dick in the dirt. Street King, talk to this man for me, man. He talking some shit, man.
Yeah.
He's looking for you.
I hear you.
Aaron, you on the line?
Aaron ran in the bushes.
Okay. Did the Malibu come out, right?
Man, you seen it on TV. It got Woolly Bobby. Didn't have them. I just put them on there because I stood it up in the air.
Okay. So you got what side tie you got?
29.
29 still or 29 different?
W.
You know what? You can keep your 29. Take them goddamn sissy balls off.
How you sit?
Huh?
Since you want to ask me all the questions, how you sit?
Stock suspension from goddamn Henry Ford.
Hello?
Stock suspension from Henry Ford. Not stock style.
You got
type,
one carburetor cast intake?
I got a full carburetor.
You probably got splits on that bitch. I ain't scared
what
of that. I don't give a fuck what you got under the hood.
Well, you said how many carburetors I got. I asked the question before. I got four.
You asked me that. I asked you what you asked me back.
What else you want to know?
All right, here go the key question. What kind of car is it? Is it a G-body? Hello? Is it a G-body? I ain't taking shit off if you ain't got a G-body. If you got a goddamn Mustang, you got a Mustang? Because I got a yellow one down here that I'll run over the top of that motherfucker with.
Why y'all taking
turns being quiet and shit, man? Goddamn.
My phone, my battery.
Man, kill me one stick of Mustang on a 3,000-pound G-body.
I weigh 3,200 pounds, homie.
I tell you what. I'll probably weigh that too with me in that bitch. I tell you what. Since you don't tell me you ain't got no G-body, I keep my Woolly bars on. And I don't give a fuck what you got. Want to lock in on that on the floor.
Let me make sure I get my driver.
Whoever the fuck you is.
Let me make sure I get my driver there.
Oh, man, you got to get a driver. Put your driver on the phone so I can talk to him.
He's not here with me, man. He live in another part of Alabama. I speak for my car, but I got to get a driver home. I got to make sure he's going to make it.
Oh, man, you might not even come in. He might can't make it. You should have called him up and see if you can talk to me first. You know where I've been is on the floor.
He already told me he gonna let me know tomorrow. You gotta see what the wire got planned, but he told me he'll go if everything okay with her. I gotta fly him in and fly him out. That's all. He's not gonna take that long ride. He said. So
you
I told him that's no problem.
Flying. Okay. Well, what kind of car it is though? Since you asked me what kind I got, I told you.
I got a little Mustang. Stock suspension.
I told you. You got a Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring this yellow one down just in case if you don't sit like me. How about that?
I don't sit like you.
I'm
going to
bring this yellow
suspension
thing down there, all right?
I'm stock suspension.
Okay, I'm
stock
suspension
stop.
The yellow car. I'm stock
okay.
Suspension, too, with the yellow car. All right?
Okay.
Okay, hey, thanks,
crazy. I'm going to make this dope boy clap on the hood for you, all right? Make
what
a clap for this.
What kind of yellow car is it?
It's a Mustang. Yellow
stock
thing.
Stop suspension.
29 inch tie. Stop suspension.
I got a 28 tie, man. It don't matter to me. We'll see what's up. I run both
matter.
On. Fuck it. I run both on.
Well,
I run
you
a G body
first. With a 28 on it, and I got a G body, but you gonna tell me how to sit? You got me outweighed already.
No, I don't.
I got a Mustang. And shit, sit. Man, unless it's a turbo car. Then you might weigh that much. But if it ain't no turbo car, ain't nowhere in the fuck you weigh no 3,200 pounds. Unless you and him riding that motherfucker. And y'all got a bucket of chicken. Come on, man. I've been racing Mustangs for a long time. And ain't now one of these motherfuckers down here 3,200 pounds. And they turbo cars. Hello? You want to... Hey, look... Hey, man. Man's getting quiet. I think he's scared.
Street King ready, boy.
Man, I'll tell you what. I don't even give a fuck.
Go.
Dude, if you want to lock that bitch in, bring that Mustang down here. I'll drag that bitch. How about that? I don't give a fuck what you got. Put some 29s on it. Fuck it. I'm going to run you with a G-body head up. I'm gonna run you head to fuck up with that Mustang. Long as
you know what?
Car,
you know what?
No
you
car.
Know what?
It locked, goddammit. For all y'all got done keep talking that shit, it locked. It's locked, Ray. On the step I got to make sure my driver going to be there. Other than that, it locked. What's up?
You ain't said nothing. What you lock in?
Okay.
500 on what? 2,000 or better?
Yeah, 500.
You're coming a long way, so I know you want to win some money, right?
Yeah, 500 or 2,000 better, but it's still there. I got to make sure my driver going to be able to make it. I'll call you personally in the morning.
Okay, as long as there ain't no turbo car. It's not a turbo car, right?
No, man. Shit, no. I went and had one of them goddamn high drive.
Hey, Aaron, I don't want to jump y'all. I don't want to jump in y'all gamble, but. You know the guys from down south.
Eighth of mile, right?
Right, right. That's all I want. That's right. Exactly.
Yeah, eighth of a mile.
Eighth
of a mile.
We, okay. We run eighth of a mile. Eighth of a mile.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Sound good. So,
we're going to confirm this lock in tomorrow or what?
Well, it's locked tonight. If my driver says, I'm just saying, I'll let you know more about my driver. I'll let you know before noon, either by noon. No later than 12 o'clock.
Hey,
I mean, you can call and touch Javon. I got my number.
Yeah, we got it.
They have my number. They want to call me. You want to lock it in for sure and make sure. I'll be there regardless.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
I just got to make sure he going to get there. And I got to, more like I'm going to make that long trip by myself. My other partner, he got to go to a damn ball or something, Sandy. So,
but nigga,
going to be a long ride.
Don't tell him you're scared.
It's a long ride, but I give you something to talk about. How the ass whooping I give you on the way back home. You can make it a long ride.
Hey, you know what they say, man? That ride gets longer if you lose,
my
nigga.
Yeah, it gets longer. I ain't coming home if I lose. I'm staying up in Chicago. I'm going to become a damn gangster.
Oh, that's what Nicky called the split dominators on it. Ain't that a bit. That's what I'm racing the one Ben's fucked up in the rim, bro. The dry shaft.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, so that's butt naked car? That's the one that Ben's drug?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I'm saying, can you do it, too?
I ain't scared.
And, butt naked. Don't go nowhere. Lady A.
Yes.
Open up 708-8152.
Okay. Jay, your mic is open.
Go ahead, Daddy.
What's happening, fellas? Why y'all scared to open mics, man?
Oh,
y'all don't want me talking.
Uh oh.
Oh,
man. They so holler about Chicago people. Oh, Daddy.
Ben. Yeah.
Uh-oh,
I heard Ben was looking for me, too.
Oh,
shit. Yeah.
Boy, like you.
Now, don't everybody get quiet at once now.
What's wrong with G-Body to G-Body starting off first?
Hey, I don't mean to cut y'all off, but I went in the other room a while ago. What would they say? I heard you go in that goddamn room and lock up the phone and beat your ass. I come out the bedroom. I heard your ass, motherfucker. You went in there and locked up some money. I'm going to beat your ass. You get out of that damn telephone.
Hey, Peso.
Hey, man, I know everybody ain't went in the bushes when I got on the line,
if
man.
If
what if happened, man?
Street King, can me and you have a personal $500 side bet?
For who?
Run Street King. G-Body to G-Body.
I want to tell Ben what Ben said. Daniel, you there? Yeah,
I'm here.
All right, this is what Ben said. Oh, sir, what do you got, sir? You talking about ain't no race off with you. With your man got trashed, we'll come to fucking make it right now and run your ass. We don't give a fuck what you got. We got the baddest goddamn back half on the planet. And that's it.
Hey, wait a second.
Daniel, I'm going to see you this Saturday or what, man?
Just make sure them tires on there say S instead of W, and you got action.
Oh no! Hey, don't be looking for me June 1st.
Oh, that's what I'm looking for.
No, we just gonna be playing around then.
Oh yeah, I'm looking for. First thing I'm gonna have me a magnifying glass. I'll make sure you ain't had no razor blade or no SOS
grinder.
Yeah, grinder.
I don't like none of that. I don't like none of that.
Hold on. I'm still trying to get one answer for Donye. Donye, you gonna be? Am I gonna see you back on Saturday, man? I ain't seen you since last summer, man.
I'm trying to get. I ain't gonna be there with Maka. I know Maka ain't gonna be there. I ain't gonna even been and made a pass, so I ain't gonna even bring it there to do no testing, do no shakedown. But we got another car we bringing. We trying to get it ready. Monte Carlo.
Everybody
went in the bushes when I got online.
You talking about Chuck Carr?
It's a back half car.
Oh, okay.
It's a back half. On 33s.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
That's like it's a Leon, ain't it?
Yeah. Hey, Wayne, what you want to do, man?
With white trash.
With my car.
You said your car ain't gonna be there.
Okay, which one of your cars?
Oh.
Hello. Hello.
Well, somebody around here muting mics, or what's going on?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay.
Hey, y'all. I don't know, sir.
What do you got, sir? You talking about ain't no race off with you? When your man got dragster, we'll come to fucking make it right now and run your ass. We don't give a fuck what you got. We got the baddest goddamn back half on the planet. And that's it.
Yeah.
Wayne, I ain't looking for you.
I'm listening. I don't hear him talking. What car are you talking about?
He said a Monte Carlo.
With 33s, a back half, huh?
I don't mean to cut y'all off, but do y'all have a little small airport, like a little country airport, you know, for them little small plane, like them Cessnas and stuff like that?
Man, you trying to get your driver killed, man. Send that man on a 747, man. Man, I'm laughing. Hey, man, you going to lose your money.
I'm trying to get that damn money, man. That dude talking that shit, I got to get that money. I got a partner. He got a little plane. I'm going to ask him if he fly my driver on in now.
Hey, man, he got a hang glider trying to put his driver on a hang glider, huh?
Hey, Butt Naked. What's the biggest city you close to, Butt Naked?
Atlanta.
Okay, if you take him to Atlanta, it ain't gonna cost you more than about $400 to send that man from Atlanta to Detroit.
Okay, I'm just trying to get him. You know, I talk to him in the morning, make sure I'm able to get him there and back. Cause I want to get that ass. I want to come up there to Detroit.
And they got a flight to leave every hour. From Atlanta to Detroit. Now he might have to do a connector. You know what I'm saying? But
a little layover.
Yeah, like a little layover. You know what I'm saying? But you're gonna pay between $400 and $500 to get that man there and back.
Okay. So you said the name was City Airport. What you said?
Metro.
Oh, Metro. Okay.
He said Metro. Hey, it's like 25 minutes from Milan.
I'm going to go on the internet in a minute.
I think it's DM, Detroit Metro Air. I think it's DMA.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know what we'll do. We'll see what's up.
Yeah, I know they gotta be playing some airplane part for him. He told me next time I need a favor, just holler at him. So I was gonna catch that favor in, goddamn.
But
hold,
nigga, don't put your
hold on, nigga. We about to get
on hang glider.
Yeah, man. Please don't. We're gonna get you the name of it real quick. But nigga,
okay.
Get the name of the airport.
All right.
Wayne, it was Metro Airport. I guess it was Detroit Metro Airport.
I think it's DMA.
Okay.
Talking about a small airport.
Right.
Drive on the hang glider, man. You might
as well hang glider, man. They got some Cessnas down there.
Man, them the planes that crashed.
Hey, man, but nigga, they got no hang glider. That's a damn crop duster.
I ain't got shit like that. The little dude who should have been playing goddamn, he got about 4 or 5 planes over there. Sometimes, you know, I might have
some
white things up close.
Hey, bud, nigga, we just found it for $450, man. That's
okay.
$225, you know, each way.
Okay.
And the money you're going to get off these Detroit boys, believe me, it's going to be well worth it. Because they love to bet.
Okay. Where we staying up there? Where we living in? I mean, what close by the track?
Well, but nigga, let me give you traveling 101. Never tell nobody where you're going to stay when you got a $100,000 car on this line. We're going to put you somewhere where we can block your trailer in and make sure that you come back home with your car and trailer. We'll never tell nobody where we stay.
Okay.
All right. After I whoop his motherfucking ass, he probably leave that bitch in to the scrapyard. I'm going to drag that motherfucking twin-tolerant sheet metal intake bitch.
Got no damn sheet metal intake. I'm going to
take my woolly bars off. Man, you got split dominance on that fist. Oh, hey, sir, what do you got, sir? You talking about ain't no race off with you? With your man got dragster, we'll come to fucking make it right now and run your ass. We don't give a fuck what you got. We got the baddest goddamn back half on the planet. And that's it.
Where you at? Where's mouth of the South at? Oh, wait, that mouth of the South. Where you at?
Hey, butt nigga, what time you want your driver to fly out Friday? You want to fly that night or you want to fly out during the afternoon or morning?
Hello? Probably, how many hours would it take that flight? About 4 hours, 3, 4 hours?
About 2.5 hours.
Shit, I get it. He can leave out. He probably want to see a little bit of the city, so he probably want to fly that morning.
No, about 2.5 hours. Unless he do a layover. Because an hour and a half from Chicago, and it's a little further in Chicago. It's about 2.5.
Okay. All right. Well,
and then y'all picked up Donye, man. Donye must have dropped off. He must have got scared. I told him to take them W's off. I don't want none of them W's. You know they renamed Donye to he's a flamethrower. You know, I don't know that flamethrower. If I want, I let Wick get some of that flamethrower. You know, Big Wheel,
Donye.
Yeah. What's going down?
Big Wheel, what's going on? We gonna see you Saturday?
Yes, sir. Plan on being in the house, trying to see how the weather. Okay. How the weather looking down there?
It's looking polished. Yep, polished, sunny, and dry.
That's what's important.
Yeah.
Hey, Wick. Smoke down your asshole.
Hey, Wick.
Yeah.
What's going on? Your mic open.
Yeah, what's up? What you want, bud, nigga? What's up? What you want, bud, nigga? What's up? Cause you didn't grudge nobody this weekend, so why are you doing all that motherfucking talking and shit?
Didn't bud, nigga, just come off a win?
Didn't
bud, nigga, do what? What you do? What you say, but nigga, what?
I said, what's up? What's up?
What
you want? What you do this weekend, boy? What you do this weekend?
I ain't do shit. What's up?
What you
want to
do?
What happened? I made the first round of the shootout. I got knocked out in the second round. Scotty Ray put me out. Now what else you want to know?
Yeah, I just want to know what you did. Hell.
You said big mouth of the South, like you want some problems or something. That's what you said.
I want some of them damn problems. We don't try to lock you in too tight.
Man, come on, man.
DJ, are you on the phone, sir? Will you clarify that shit? We try to lock this boy in.
Did you grill somebody this weekend?
Hell no, I ain't grilled nobody this weekend.
Shut the fuck up, then. You ain't did.
What
shit.
That mean? Did you grill somebody this weekend?
Nah, I was in the shootout.
Well,
no,
you
I
shut the fuck up. You ain't did shit. I did the same thing. Got a shootout like you.
Neither one of us do shit this weekend. I got in the shootout
just like you got in the shootout.
All right. Well, what happened? You got your ass knocked out?
No, you got put out. You got knocked out. I got put out.
Yeah, I got knocked out.
I got put out.
Well, now, when you want to get with me and you do something, what you want?
Bring your ass
on
at the mile in this weekend, then, you bad ass motherfucker.
I don't think I'm bad. Huh?
Bad
make.
You hear me talking about where I'm going to try to make it to, so why in the hell you going to talk about something there? I'm going to Detroit.
I go way up there, you probably ain't going to even show, man.
Lock it in, then, big head.
I'm gonna lock his ass in too, but make it, that motherfucker ain't talking about shit. I ain't gonna be real with you, man. Why you bagging up, boy? I ain't bagging up, man. I ain't gonna be able to make it. Do you understand that? Well, that's not like you bagging up. Why you can't make it? You act like you spent the first. Same reason why you couldn't make it to that no other race this year and last year. I ain't, man, I told y'all when the season changed, I'm coming.
I'm here.
What else you want to know? I try to lock you in the other week. I can't do it. I try to lock you in.
You up the goddamn lockup money. $2,500 on $5,000. Did you or did you not?
Man, look, that's old news. I don't want to
ask a question. Did you or did you not trade the lockup money?
I can't do that.
$2,500 on $5,000 better.
Yeah, last week. Yeah.
All right. Now what's up now? You don't came back down to earth?
I ain't gonna be able to make the mile. Now what's the next? What we get to the next one?
I guess we had to wait. Then I don't know what the next on the job is. Week for week.
Well, we'll wait till we run into each other. I know this ain't gonna never happen because you probably ain't gonna
go. You telling the goddamn lie. And we're gonna do more than running into. When I run into you, boy, I'm gonna belly to belly your ass.
Man, come on, man. That little shakedown you did, I ain't think worried about your slow ass.
Okay. All right. I'm glad you think like that. More money for me.
Yeah, I bet the house. I hope you bet like you talk.
You goddamn right.
Yep. I hope you bet like you talk.
You goddamn right. Don't be talking about that about no bet like you talk shit now.
Bet like you talk.
Hey, man, the next time y'all going to see each other is going to be May 18th and May 19th, one or the other.
Right.
I think on May 18th, I think we're going to be in Mississippi, supporting Mississippi. And on 19th, we're going to, if I believe, so I could be wrong, he's going to be supporting DJ Grant at Montgomery. So if y'all still together, both of y'all, lock in.
He probably
kissed
me May 19th.
There you go.
That sounds good. You just get right, boy, because me and Timber, we're gonna fuck you up. Both of us going to do you. We're going to train on your ass, boy.
Okay. I'll be waiting for it, then.
You wait, goddamn. You just wait.
All thing I'm going to do is be waiting to see if y'all going to do something when I get over there.
Deposit.
Yeah. I ain't got to have no... Because I know I'm a race. If I get somewhere and say I'm a race, I ain't got to have 25.
Yeah, we're gonna when it get a little closer, and in my car together, we're going to lock it up 2 weeks before.
Call me.
We ain't got
long. You ain't got to do my call me. Phone call away.
All right, now don't do like last time I called you 3-4 times, you answered the goddamn phone.
Because you wasn't talking about shit. I don't want to talk
about
shit.
You telling the goddamn lie? You telling the lie? We try to lock in. You think I'm lying? DJ was on the phone. Terry was on the phone. All of us on the phone calling your ass after the show.
Hey, Clark, you get CC on the phone yet? Him or Jody?
Man, CC ain't going to do nothing. CC ain't doing nothing. Got that one race, a couple races out the way. Now them motherfuckers ain't coming showing up nowhere. Them motherfuckers ain't going to do nothing.
Wait,
You sure you got that talking about the bad on this show. You just want to look good on these shows, though.
Fuck looking good on the show. I want to look good on your ass.
Well, goddamn it, why you want to lock in 2 weeks ago?
Man, because you wasn't talking about shit.
I was talking about locking in. I tried to lock in. You wouldn't do it. Turbo tried the same thing.
You wasn't talking about nothing but nigga, man.
Okay.
Really,
this show is about locking in. We talked to you about locking in after the show. You wouldn't even do it.
And you ain't showed up at enough races to even for nobody to even lock you in.
It don't matter how many races I show up to.
Yeah, okay.
Long as I show up.
What day you was trying to lock me in then? What day you trying to lock me in? I don't even remember.
That goddamn following week. I tried to lock in for this past weekend.
Right, you trying to lock me in for Phoenix City. I told you I had to see you, and I'm glad I didn't because we had this cut off the car. I couldn't ring.
Put another strut on that motherfucker. Go down to AutoZone and get you another one.
That's what we be trying to tell you, man. That's what we be trying to tell you when you said deers and shit and jumped out and your wife got your money, your car got your money, and all
you
that
know, I took them deer down to Albany, you at 19, and left them from the track.
Shit.
So they
you
did.
Didn't
now somebody ran into one down on the big end down there.
Did you grudge anybody?
I got down there. I did not grudge nobody.
I
got in the shootout like you did.
All right. How far you make it in the shootout?
I got put out.
What round?
Third round.
What happened? You made the trip? You knocked the tire off? What happened?
They said I was cheating. They voted me out.
They said you were speeding.
Yeah. Anything else you want to know?
Nah, ain't nothing else I want to know.
All right, then. That's what happened to me. I got put out. They voted my ass out.
For what? Why you were cheating?
They said I had one long roll at the Pro Mart. She got in the front of the car. They said I'm supposed to have one of them.
Some of them pointed out there?
Them long thing with the numbers on it. I had one of them on there. And I wasn't going to take it off.
I'm going to give me one of them motherfuckers. That's what I'm going to get. Everybody else running. So I'm going to put one on my car, too.
I had one. And some people. They said somebody ain't seen that long. Mine was 4 foot long.
Yep. You are.
That's a little long, boy. Say what?
I ain't going to. Well, you be so far behind, that motherfucker ain't gonna work no way.
All right. As I move forward,
well,
I'm gonna say that was cheap.
Hey, since everybody wanna put your motherfuckers on, white boys got one, I'm gonna have one on mine too.
Get you one, homie.
Yeah.
It's like I got six of them on mine, got that big 4 foot long, got that like goddamn loud out there.
I'm sure gonna have one. You damn right.
Yep.
Yeah, I have one on there. But quick summer, some you want some of me and all that.
I want you like a hard won slot, boy. Let me tell you, Turbo looking for you. You're decking.
Yeah.
CC Nim and Jody looking for you. You're decking.
Yeah, I'm looking for you.
You're decking. DJ Grant said he gonna goddamn split your weed wide the fuck open.
Okay.
I promise you that.
Huh? Mm-hmm. You're fine.
Oh, shit, man, you won't do nothing, man. They don't found you out.
I ain't that hard to find, sir.
You might not be that hard to find, but you got them hard to raise.
I'm hard to raise.
Yeah. Man, if you're not in Holly Springs, your ass won't go. We don't found you out.
I'm lying. I was trying to go. But
you know, it's all good, you know. We're gonna catch out that plane in that road. We're gonna get that ass.
Hey, I want to introduce on the line is Pro Stock Joe.
Yo, what's up,
man?
Yeah.
You and a bunch of motherfuckers. I can stop right now. Y'all still won't pass me.
All right, we hear you, man.
You've
been called out. You've been pointed out. You just won't go.
Who? Motherfucking bounty been put out on me and still ain't. The motherfucker ain't got out yet.
All right, man. Well, we hear you. Well, we call you out. That's all we can do. We can't make you raise. You need old goddamn heart to water, but you can't make him drink it.
Everybody gone?
Hey, Wick, I'm tired of this, man. You the man. Tell me, what does it take to get you to Milan this weekend?
What it take to get me to Milan?
Yeah. We talking business. Do I need to put you? Hold on, let me put you in a private room. All right, Wick. This is me and you from the private room. I'm tired of this naked Turbo Tim and DJ Grant. You know, I ain't trying to pump up the race because we already know if you on the freaking ground, what does it take to get to the mile this weekend?
I got a few parts I got to order for the car. I'm going to see how quick I can get them in. I had my throttle on, so I got a cylinder.
Which car?
King Kong.
Is Junior ready?
Yeah, Junior ready.
Is Predator ready?
Yeah, Predator ready.
That's all I need.
We like to come with the whole package. But I mean, let me get with my boys and see what they want to do, man.
Okay, all right.
We've been on the road like you a lot lately, and we
kind of. Okay, I'm gonna take you out the private room. Hey, me and Wick just talked. We're gonna talk tomorrow. We're gonna see what it takes to get the bad boys up to Milan, because I just know there's some guys up in Detroit that will run the Predator.
Hey,
I know it's.
Hey, Whit, can I jump in here for a second?
Go ahead,
Pro Stop. Hey, Whit.
Huh?
What's up, man? Listen, let me tell you something. If you need some parts for your car, the best place to go is Milan. I was telling them, you want some easy money, you want some mall money, you want some money, some parts, go to Detroit and get you an easy payday. Let me tell you who to race, though. Race never scared racing and bad company. Them dudes. Now, I tell you, never scared is true. They are never scared, but they never, ever hardly win. That's the problem. I've seen them race four times, but they won one time. I've seen them race flat to New York, the Grey Goose against White Lightning. White Lightning tore their ass out the frame. I've seen them race Ben in Macon, Georgia. Ben tore their ass out the frame. I seen them race Little Red Riding Hood of Mississippi. Mississippi tore their ass out the frame, and I seen them race Small Block Petey in Atco, New Jersey. And the only reason they won that is because Petey fried the tires, got off it, got back in, and went back to the goddamn car and almost won the goddamn race. So listen, man, put me in the private room. I'm gonna talk to that dude right now. Put me in the private room. So what I'm saying to you, Ben, is that's the easiest goddamn money ever making. Remember Shaft, the Spanish dude playing like you said, what's his name? Easiest money ever made.
You.
Easiest money ever made. Keep us touch.
What's naked?
Yeah.
Put me in the private room. Hey, man, I've got to post back over to get up here, man. I swear to God.
You said what, man?
Hey, man, Witt ain't gonna bring his ass up here, man. You know what time it is, man.
Witt ain't gonna bring his ass no motherfucking
you,
well.
If you want to get my vote for graduate of the year, you got to be in
Milan and get some of that damn easy mall money. You know what mall money is, don't you, Whit?
Whit ain't said no race. Whit trying to get a team show like Lizard Lick Towing. That's what he's trying to do.
Y'all still in the private room. Y'all got to come out the private room.
Oh, shit. That bitch face. Oh, my God. At least that Lizard Lick Towing. God damn.
Yeah, he's trying to get a show like them, boy. That's what he's trying to do.
Jay, I hope you're going to feed Pro Stock while his ass up here, because I ain't feeding that motherfucker shit.
Hey, come on, man. God damn. Why you getting mad at me because I tell the truth? Now, wait. Tell me when I lied. I've seen you race 4 times. Is that true?
And you said I lost, and you said I lost all four of them, motherfucker.
Hold on. I've seen you race 4 times in person. Is that true?
No, you wasn't in Macon, was you?
Yes, I saw Biz whip your ass. Yes, I saw Biz and Jumbo. I filmed the whole thing, and they were talking about the wind versus the righteous.
Okay,
and how the wind will blow the fire out and all that shit.
Tell the whole race, motherfucker. Tell everybody how we hurt the motor.
I was not inside your motor. I did not break it down. I did not do a leak down test on it. I don't know none of that shit. All I know is, it was 2 of y'all race, and you came in second. That's all I know.
It's all good, Joe. It's all good. See if you say this shit next week.
Okay, man, if y'all win, I'm going to give y'all the biggest props in the world. I'm just saying that I've seen you race 4 times, and you know that's true. And I've seen you win 1 time. You know that's true. And I've seen you come in second 3 times.
And how much I win at 1 time?
Okay, you won 40-40, but I'm just saying 40-40. But it ain't got nothing to do with anything. I'm still saying you came in second all the other times.
Hey, motherfucker, you still ain't getting nothing to eat when you get here.
Little Carter going to feed me. They're going to have the mall money kit set up. And Lil Carter already told me I can get me some food, so you can start that bullshit.
Lil Carter will have a bag of chips for your ass.
When you can't go out to the track, when you're old, you know, getting on your nerves, and she's talking about you didn't go no goddamn way, you don't spend no time with me on that shit, and she's like, give me some money to go shopping, but you ain't got no extra money to go shopping, all you got to do is call Tight Man or Lil Carter or Truck Driver. And they will bring your wife, they will meet your wife, and they will give her her mall money, and she'll tell you go on about your business. Now she got to make payments on the mall money, but she still get the money.
How she make the payment? That's what I want to know.
You, I tell you what, if it's your wife, you don't want to know how she make the payment.
Hey, shit, fuck you. I'm like, dude, she got to think everything else would have now. No, you can't bring her ass back.
Now, come on, man. That's only for you to go to. She's doing it for you. For you to be able to go to enjoy yourself. But you could go to the track and you could have some fun. That's all she's doing it is for you. I'm doing this for you, baby. Just so you can enjoy your life. You go enjoy yourself.
Community service and shit.
And you know what? They got a senior citizen division too. Now HD is over the senior citizen division, and they got a chunky girl division.
You still wet off the phone or what?
Huh?
Your butt neck is scared wet or what?
I don't know what butt neck it at. But I'm saying, but let me ask a question: did y'all hear about the deer follow butt neck to the track?
Did y'all hear about
the deer follow butt naked to the track and somebody hit the deer on the track?
I brought him to the track, Pro Star Joe. I put him in the trailer.
That was the deer that you hit that came in your garage and hit you in your driveway. That was his cousin, and he came to get your ass.
Boy, you wild. I didn't hit him in the driveway, Joe. I hit him on the highway.
Nah, the word got out. Listen, man, I got 2 texts from Rudolph and his brother Dan saying, Press. And they were looking for your ass.
Then your sister Dan Press will keep it. God damn it.
And you know what? It's bad when Bambi started looking for your ass. Bambi was looking for your ass.
Hey, Joe, you laughing about that shit, but hey, that man went down to tell you that deal for real, man. He told you goddamn cold down.
Oh, shit. Well, it's your fault. The motherfucking deer was looking for you. He was going right to your trailer.
I told him to get on that grass and come back. He didn't come right back. He brought the goddamn cake.
I heard when he was crossing the track, he said, "Yeah, that's the one right there with the deer blood on it."
Man, this motherfucker is so laughing. Hilarious.
I'm sorry. I'm going to shut up. I'm not going to say nothing else. I'm sorry. Oh, shit. Whew. God damn.
That froze dog joke.
But my nigga, why they throw you out the goddamn race, man? Why are you trying to cheat? You had a big block, everybody else had a small block. You see, that's the kind of damn fake ass shit I'm talking about.
I said I had a damn rod that was too long. What the hell are you talking about? We made the car count, right?
Yeah.
You wasn't there now. Where you was?
I had my people there. I had reporters there.
Where were you?
I had.
Where you was at?
In New York.
He said a goddamn lie. A lie, okay, who's telling
you? Where the fuck are you got to lie to you with no goddamn body? Don't call me no goddamn lie. I'm in New York right now. Goddamn it. Huh?
Stop jumping.
Yeah.
He's going to ask me what kind of car I got, and he got a big motherfucker sitting down in a Mustang, and he want to fuck with a G-body.
Don't you say nothing. Don't you come in.
What's up, Street King? You know what, Street King? Let me tell you something. If I was you, straight up and down, no bullshit, real talk, certain people, you don't care if they got a spaceship or a rocket, you run them. And let me tell you, anybody car that's powered by reindeer power, you got to raise this.
That's what he's going to say. The reindeer could pull a plane here to get his driver here.
No, he's going to say the damn, his nose was too bright. And he shipped early, so he thought it was too light.
Well,
you're gonna be the only person from the south to ever get beat by anybody from the north. Ain't nobody in the south ever lost to nobody from the north. Cause them dudes, they ain't never scared, but they never win, but except against you. So you'll be the only one.
Hell, somebody
got to
lose, somebody
got to
win.
I ain't mad. Listen, doctor, I give you all the props in the world, but, you know, I told you when I first met you, I like your damn style. Until you start, you know, running over deer in the driveway, then I kind of lost a little confidence in you. But other than that, shit, you my man.
Yep. I ain't running no deer in the driveway. That's bullshit.
Jay Barnes, is he on the phone?
He on the phone.
Jay Barnes, is you on the phone?
Yes, sir, Your Honor. I am here.
Okay. Now, on the night in question, did the suspect run over a deer in his driveway or did he not?
Yes, sir.
He did not.
Darren sent me a picture of the deer standing in front of the car in the driveway. And Terry still along. Terry, I seen the photo myself, sir.
Hold on, Your Honor, I'm the prosecutor for the district attorney. Now we present this photo of Biz trailer, his truck, and the deer in the driveway as Exhibit A. Okay.
Boy, y'all are out of here.
Terry, can you please submit that picture back? We need to look at it right now. Can you submit that picture to Biz so that he can look at it? Just Biz, so you can see that picture.
Okay.
Terry, please send that picture to Judge Biz and prosecutor Pro Stop and the guilty party. But
now, Jay, I got one final question for you. On April 27th, 2013, did y'all interview the deer trying to cross the naked track when he got hit? What was his dying remark? I was trying to get that motherfucker
Now, here's my cousin. Isn't that what he said?
Oh, he did, though. He made it. Because he was dying, we had to record. We had to record his dying words.
Hold on, sir. What do you got, sir? You talking about ain't no race off with you? When your man got dredged, we'll come to fucking make it right now and run your ass. We don't give a fuck what you got. We got the baddest goddamn back half on the planet. And that's it.
That's the final word of the deal. Finally get the butt naked ass.
Who was that just yelling about they're going to get somebody in?
That's the deal, man.
Well, that was the deal.
That was the record. We recorded the damn deal. That was it, man.
Oh, that was it.
Sir, what do you got, sir? You talking about ain't no race off with you? When your man got dragged, we'll come to fucking make it right now and run your ass. We don't give a fuck what you got. We got the baddest goddamn back half on the planet. And that's it.
Your Honor, I got to say that the fact that the deer had been hit by a car, he was a little belligerent. He didn't really understand. He was a little confused there, but you got the general point.
Okay. Your Honor, I got the motive, which is murder, and the body, which is dead. I rest my case in the heat of the night.
Man, we need that.
Wait a minute. Hey, Jay, let me ask you one question. What is the bed supposed to be going? Was it a bus making supposed to be going down the track when that car actually hit the bed?
And it did, yeah. The damn bed mistimed it, man. It did with a little something. That's what happened to him. When they threw him out the damn race, and the other man pulled in, the bed and that shit went right.
Oh.
He didn't know two butt nigga ass was bump neck. They kicked the neck in the race, and damn beer got fucked up on somebody else.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Man, y'all are out of here.
Man, that deal was
so butt naked. So, hold on, butt naked, are you going up to Milan this weekend?
We're going to try to check my drive, make sure he can get away.
You're going to check with your driver, make sure he can get away.
Yes, he got a few.
All right, Jay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and Biz, I need y'all to get on the phone with the state trooper patrol from everywhere, from I-20 all the way up to Chicago to Detroit, to tell them to watch out for deer on the side of the road to make sure that nobody don't try to put no roadblock, no deer block up for butt naked trailer.
Well, I'll tell you now. That deal had that shit timed right. He would have got butt naked, but the only thing, they kicked butt naked out, the car came around butt naked, and the man got the damn, that's who the deal got.
Well, I don't believe that's the end of this shit, though, because just because butt naked had the deer assassinated, don't blink. Now, you know how when you go by the road and you see the deer on the sideway, you always see three or four more with it. So he done told his damn cousins, I'm going over here to get butt naked ass. If I don't come back, y'all get it ass later on.
It's on. Yeah. It's on, man. I mean, the shit ain't over. That's what the deal said in the last word. This shit ain't over.
Boy, y'all, wow.
Hey, never scared. Wayne? All right, so Biz, everybody from Chicago there? Oh, okay. Hey, man, listen, man. Since y'all gonna, I'm gonna be out there filming. My back gonna be to the stands. Y'all make sure y'all have a deer patrol out there to make sure they know. But if y'all don't have no deer patrol out there, I'm not coming, damn it. I'm not shooting no videos if I don't have no deer patrol out there.
But nigga, that's why you need to come up here and show out, but show up and show out.
Me and Butt Naked kind of look alike. His head almost big as mine. So I don't want them to mistake me for him. That's
You know, y'all crazy, boy.
What the hell y'all let me put in the head? What is it?
Butt naked, man. That's why you got to come on up here and show up and show out, man.
Oh, yeah. We coming.
So, but let me ask you this question. Biz, do you still got butt naked belt?
I told you, Jay, we need to take a survey on this.
The goddamn champion against the challenger, they both had equal cause, and the goddamn challenger won. Now, what happened to the championship belt? Ask anybody. I just want to know what to say. Don't give no names. Ain't no goddamn. You can't race without no goddamn belt. Stop that bullshit.
I didn't put it up.
What kind of shit is this?
I didn't put my belt up. You don't ask
Can we
that.
Get somebody
All
else
time.
To weigh in on this, what they think?
All time.
What they think should happen?
You have me in Brandon. Every time you see me, don't yell me about that damn belt. Do you want a belt? Say, boy, you got a belt for the videographer. Give him a goddamn belt.
Hey, hold on. What'd you say about a belt for a videographer?
Did you want?
What'd you say? What I got to do to get that belt?
Are you saying he's the best videographer? You said the best or the funniest? Which one you say? Yeah, that's a belt.
What I gotta do to get that belt for the videographer? I heard something about something I can control in my means. What I gotta do to get this belt?
Who that talking?
It's Peso talking. I heard you talking about a videographer. I need about three of them.
Peso, I know you ain't trying to
call down. Who has the videographer belt?
Are you trying to draw out? Damn, you got it. Are you trying to lock up Postal?
You know what we can do this year? We know what we can do. We can do this year for Videographer of the Year. Let everybody put together a 3-minute clip. Whatever you want to put in there, whatever kind of action you want to put in there, whatever kind of stuff, everybody put together a 3-minute clip and we submit it online. And then let everybody vote for Videographer of the Year based on, now it has to be actual footage that you've had from the year. It has to be actual footage. So you get 3-minute clip and we put it together, get online, let everybody vote for Videographer of the Year. Because a lot of times, a lot of guys don't see your work, Peso, because, you know, you're primarily in a particular region. A lot of guys may not see Jay Schaefer in Texas. A lot of guys may not see. I'm not dissing anybody. I'm just saying as far as I know, he doesn't travel a whole lot. And it might be because of work. It might be because of whatever. Everybody doesn't do it the same way. But the point is that there are a lot of good videographers out there that are regional that the people all over the country don't get to see necessarily a lot of. So what I'm saying is, if we put every videographer. Like Jay Schaefer in Texas. A lot of people don't know about him. DJ Madhouse in Texas. What's that dude in Boom on Wheels? His stuff. People don't necessarily the Louisiana.
Look. We need to make this like a play. Like we need to cut out a lot of the bullshit. So we need to pick people from every region, like you're saying, whether it's one person per state. One person per region, and then we do that. So yeah, I agree, bro. All right, we need to make it interesting, and every videographer needs to throw us some money.
What do you got, sir? Come on, in the race off with you. When your man got dragged, we'll come to fucking make it right now and run your ass. We don't give a fuck what you got. We got the baddest goddamn back half on the planet, and that's it.
That damn deer keep on talking. What the hell wrong with that deer?
That damn deal, man. That damn deal. I told you what he said. He said this shit ain't
over.
Hey,
we gonna talk about that later.
See how they disrespect the videographers, man. You know, we give them a reason to send the bed.
Look,
we gonna lock some in. I think every videographer need to put up some money. We need to make it interesting and give me a reason to try, goddammit. Because this shit easy. I'm bored. But give me a reason to try.
Yeah, everybody can put up $100, $200, $250.
and everybody submitted, and then we put it on Facebook. We put it on Facebook, on a Facebook. We make a Facebook page, and we put it on there, and we let it go. See who gets the most likes on there.
Hey, what about this? I got a
new class too. I think each
that's a new award that I got.
Jay, you breaking up. I don't know if it's just me,
no,
but I can't understand what you're saying.
You're
real bad.
A tunnel or something.
Yeah, I was saying that I think we need to put in the crew chief. Of each racing organization ought to put up who are their man that makes sure that their car go down the track, because a lot of work go into it. These guys don't get no credit, no shine, and so I think that's another category. You know, the crew chief of the year of the region, you know, because there's a lot of guys.
Yeah, I like that.
That make this happen. That really need some recognition.
Well, I'm going to tell them, Jay, the best footage that they can get is when I piss on goddamn Weak Mo. They're going to be the best footage of the year.
Will you do what?
Piss on Weak Mo.
They're going to be the best footage.
Which they're going to beat your ass.
They got that way there, but they ain't going to fit on that mess either.
He said, well, that's going to be the last thing he pissed on.
that will be the pretty good footage. DJ Grant, still on. Did DJ Grant fall off the
plane? He on him. He's being quiet, but he on my line.
He on your line? God, I don't know what the hell on DJ Grant. Ever since he got he went to Lamb Holly Springs, got fucked up. He don't talk no more. Boy, talking about locking in on the 19th, he didn't say shit.
Oh, he ran out of neutral.
Yeah, he must be having race withdrawal symptoms.
Oh, okay.
Nah, DJ Grant ran out of mints. He said he'll catch y'all tomorrow.
Nah,
all right, all you joking motherfuckers. I ain't gone no goddamn way. I ain't in no private room.
In the private room.
So DJ, when since the last time you got your ass tore up, when the last time when you coming back out?
I ain't got my ass tore up. Get it right.
Well, you got your ass tore up.
All I've been doing
get
is
right,
getting punk out.
Joe.
All I've been doing is collecting punk out post-op.
Hey, DJ, I know the one thing. Pro-stock always make mistakes and say shit wrong, you know, with other organizations, but that motherfucker always get it right with NGIA. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, I never noticed that.
That big head son of a bitch.
I'm investigating. I'm trying to get the facts. So if you just spit out a wrong fact,
then you need to ask,
if it's wrong,
to ask
somebody will correct it.
That's what we goddamn doing. Before you say something, you need to know what you're saying. You need to ask before you start assuming.
I thought somebody told your ass up. That's why you quit.
I wrecked your car in Holly Springs, but I'm trying to have it back by the weekend.
Well, I feel you on that, man. I got much respect for that, but you know I hear what you're saying. But they tell me you're moving a little slow because you want to get your ass tore up. That's what they told me. Now I don't know. The word on the street is the car
was tore up 2 weeks ago, and I already got the motherfucker back together. I'm moving slow. I don't think so.
313-7173. Your mic is open. 313-7173. Your mic is open.
What up, fellas? The Shaking Break from the Detroit, man. We're just listening in on you.
Thank you, please.
Another fake ass Detroit racer. Why you come on and announce that shit that you goddamn from Detroit? What the hell is wrong with you? Why you couldn't just say Shake and Bake? Why you got to say from goddamn Detroit? Now we know you can't win shit. Like Never Scared. Like Holly never wins.
That's my city, nigga. You gotta get with it.
Okay, bad word. You can't say bad word like that. That was a bad word.
Woo!
Oh, God.
Listen, man, ain't nothing wrong. Listen, man. If I had a little ugly retarded brother with a big water head, I would not claim him. I mean, he would still be my brother. And I would love him, but I would do it on the low. I would not tell everybody, this is my little big head retarded brother with the water head. I wouldn't say that. And that's just like Detroit is right now in racing. It's a little retarded head boy with a big ass head.
Hey, when you come here from Detroit, these boys got something for you.
Listen, man, I done seen Detroit go all over the country, and I done seen y'all getting y'all ass towed up repeatedly. Repeatedly. Brian Davis came down there to get in the damn shootout, bad company, and he had a bad fit because they tow his ass up. I seen Never Scared come down and hardly ever win. I seen them win 1 out of 5 or 1 out of 4. I seen Bad Company come down to pay 13 fuck out. I seen Little Tony pay 12 fuck out. I seen Little Tony scared to race a goddamn car that I might run on feet. Then I seen Chemo won fake ass race of the year. So that is what we have as the legacy of Detroit. And you want to come on national goddamn radio and say, goddamn, y'all hear me from the Motor City, Detroit. Y'all ain't the Motor City no more. Y'all the older city. Y'all stink.
That's because you only got one channel, dude. When you switch over, you'll see the difference.
First off, Joe, why you
getting
them boys
hanging
up there, man?
Because they can't beat no goddamn body.
When's the last time you motherfuckers came over here and raced in our backyard? Only other time y'all raced, y'all came to 131. We always come to you motherfuckers and racing. Now it's time for y'all motherfuckers to come up here and get y'all ass fucked up. So come Saturday, when you bring that Pablo-ass motherfucker, King Nate, whatever the fuck he is, I'm going to split his motherfucking head wide open. God damn it.
If I don't got that motherfucker, y'all ain't gotta pay me. Now what else you heard? I heard you say that same shit when Biz fucked you up. I heard you say that same shit when Luda fucked you up. I heard you say that same shit when Biz fucked you up. Now do you hear that?
You ain't hear me. Now how I'm gonna say that shit to be is after we race. I was already racing with a hurt motor, so what else I was gonna say to the man? I would have already shook that man's hand. You had one hand. No, you just get up here and when you come on our motherfucking backyard, see what happens to your ass.
Y'all get my ass. I'm just trying to be an objective reporter. All I do is tell the facts. And the fact is, you ain't doing nothing but getting King Nate fucked up.
That's all you doing. You making hard on that boy.
Listen, man. Okay, the races need to be raced, and they will be raced. And I'm not predicting one way or another. I mean, I think Nate can handle
hey,
it.
But look, at the end of the day. But look, Joe. Let's say your home track is wherever Fayetteville, somewhere you supposed to live, North Carolina, Rockingham. And I never come watch you race at Rockingham. I always see you on the road. And then I say I never seen you win, but you ain't never seen me race at my best though. I'm always at these little raggedy ass tracks and shit. But that's all right, though. You got to take the good with the bad. Now, come Saturday, you're going to see what I'm made of. Believe that.
Yeah, but listen, anybody can beat their little sister up. So, I mean, like, when you fighting and you outside,
but
everybody's like, oh, man, that dude tough. But then we find out that's your damn little brother that you beat up all the time. That shit don't count.
Okay. So what do you call Tony Bynes and Big Ball Factor and the white boys racing each other over and over again? They doing the same shit, racing each other over and over again.
Okay, the Big Ball Factor.
You tell them,
because the Big Ball Factor travel a little bit.
Tony Bynes travel and whoop ass all over the country. Now, when they race each other down at the, you know, race each other,
what's Tony Bynes
record? Okay, I don't give that shit no credit. But when Tony Bynes, you say what now?
All I seen was Big Ball Factor get his ass whooped every time I see him motherfucking race. I don't know what you watching.
Well, no, he went out to Mississippi and whooped somebody's ass. He whooped Joe Lewis's ass.
When? Who is Joe Lewis? I don't know who Joe Lewis is, mama.
He whooped Joe Lewis's ass. Well, if Tony Bynes is Muhammad Ali, guess who Joe Lewis is?
I only seen the white boys whoop that boy twice now.
Dang. Well, yeah, the white boys got his number. And I'm not saying that when you race the same people over and over again, that shit just stopped being interesting to me.
You know what I'm going to do, man. You know what I'm going to do.
They got to move around. What's that?
I'm going to do just like y'all do in the South. I'm going to throw me a G-body race. I'm going to fight everybody on stock suspension with 28. But my G-body going to have 33s, and it's going to be back ass. You know what? Fuck that. I got to get my record up. That's what the fuck I'm going to do, man. I know what to do now, man. You know what? I know how to get my I'm going to get my record up, man.
Hey, listen,
I'm
man.
Show y'all,
man. Y'all don't understand what grudge racing is about. The object of grudge racing is to trick this man thinking that he can win when he can't. So however you do that, listen, I'm all good with that. However you do that, I'm all good with that. As long as you race and bring an action out. And the idea of smack talk is to not to talk about somebody for the sake of talking about them or whatever, talking no shit to them. The smack talk is to make somebody make a bad decision about racing. That's what smack talk is about.
You're right.
So if a dude is doing that real well, that's fine. But like I said, I give you a lot of credit. Never scared. Y'all dudes travel. Y'all do. But that's why I'm beseeching.
You ain't got to give me shit.
Please
you ain't
point your cars north. Go to Mile and Dragway and go collect you some good old, get you a good paycheck. Pay your mom money bill.
You
fellas, don't let your wife go get the mom money check because tight man and truck driver is making them stoop down, baby. Do not let your wife go get their mom money. You go get your mom money for.
Hey, you want a better side bet on Butt Naked?
You do what?
You want a better side bet with Butt Naked?
You know what? You know
I like Butt Naked.
You know what? Butt Naked, he scared me a little bit, but since he's like he got his groove back tonight, I'm going to go with his ass. I'm going to go with everybody that come from out of town. I'm not betting on nobody
hell
from Detroit.
Hell no. If he bet with me, bet on.
Y'all is never scared, and y'all hardly ever win. I'm going to keep y'all from never scared to never win. Y'all new name is Never Win, not Never Scared. Never Win. Oh, you seen them Never Win dudes? Yeah, they over there. Where? In the unwinner's circle.
Wow.
I'm sorry, man. I ain't gonna say it no more. I'm gonna keep the facts to myself.
God damn it, Joe, you still talking
to me? I'm not saying nothing else, man. I'm just glad to be coming to Detroit, man. I wanna see you, so how y'all living on. I ain't never been to Detroit before. I've been to Indiana, I've been to Chicago. I've been to Ohio. I've never been to Michigan before.
Never.
Hey, Pro Side. What's that fridge you want? That's pop.
Huh?
You want some fridge? That's pop, right? That soda pop.
Yeah.
I was trying my hardest to figure that shit out, man. Every time I Google it, I got something else. So you want fridge pop? I got you. I wanted to make sure.
Hey, Peso, you better stop that bullshit. If I do something to your ass, hit you in your damn throat when I see you. Stop the bullshit. I know what you're trying to say, bitch. I know what you're trying to say. I'll hit you in your damn throat when I see your ass. You keep saying that bullshit.
Hey, Postar, you coming on Friday or Saturday?
I'll be there Friday.
Okay. You going to come out to the track?
Yeah, it's all going to be there Friday. I'll be there Friday. Oh, yeah, you're going to see some, we got a nice little hookup on Friday night. Okay, good deal, good deal. Yeah, it's going to be a...
I'll be down there Friday night.
Yeah, we got a drag radio class, Outlaw 10-5. We got a run with your broom. Oh, yeah, fast cars. You like it.
Oh, the big car, the big car 10-5 cars, the 33.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, shit. Yeah, I like that. I everybody know I'm a big car freak. I mean, the small car guys I like, you know, but I like big car dude. I like big car dude. Mm-hmm.
Ain't no problem. Fat bitches need love, too.
Yeah, no doubt. Pro Stock love the fat bitches. Remind me of Mike Epps when you wake up in the movie next Friday after next. Come on, follow one for Christmas, two fat bitches in a bag of weed.
So listen, how many races we got locked in for this weekend? How many races we got locked in total?
We got at least about 5 or 6. I start
writing
them down.
Okay. Well, we need to know what we need to know all that. We need to put all that shit on Facebook or something so I can see who it is, so I can have, I can bring some bet money with me. I'll get all. I'm gonna collect money from the South and the East. And anybody want to send the money to Detroit to bet against the Detroit boys? Now I ain't gonna bet against y'all. I'm not gonna bet against y'all racing each other because both of y'all will lose. But I will bet on y'all if y'all
hey, I bet both of us don't pay the fuck out.
I bet. Both of y'all might lose. God damn, I lose. I'm just calling it like I see it, man. I swear I love y'all, but y'all just can't win, dude. That's all I'm saying. Detroit. Okay, I'll tell you what. Here go my bet. I bet you the following cars do not have no victory. Lil Tony, Detroit, Michigan, whatever it is. Kimo, Michigan, Detroit. Brian Davis, Bad Company. And Never Scared Racing, the White Trash Mustang. And the Never Scared Racing G-Body. I bet none of them damn cars have no victory.
I bet 500 on the last
three
you just said.
No. All five of them got to have a victory for you to win.
I bet the last three you named.
They Detroit cars, the Michigan cars, the Michigan finest. Those are the best known names out of Michigan. But motherfucker,
you
just
put me in
that trick
bag, motherfucker. I'm going back on mute, man.
Kimo, Lil Tony, Bus Motorsport, Bad Company, and Never Scared Racing. Those are the best, those are the biggest names in Detroit racing. Am I wrong? Did I miss anybody?
Yeah, you missed a couple people.
All right, give me the other name.
You can't, don't forget about my own bullshit of racing. Don't forget about one man crew with John Quick Racing. What else we got? Young Money. You forgot all about
Young Money, yes. Okay, John Quick can't get in there because that bitch don't travel. I ain't never seen him nowhere except on YouTube in Michigan. So the bitch don't travel, so he can't get in. Now, who else you said?
Okay, you said Young Money.
Yeah, Young Money, they travel. They travel. I give them their props. Okay, so I said Young Money, and I thought Butts Motorsports and Young Money was kind of like Young Money is Street King, right?
Yeah, Street King.
Yeah.
Right, Street King. Right, so and they down with somebody else. I just named them.
Never Scared.
Did you say? Yeah, Young Money down with Never Scared. Okay, so that's what I was thinking of. Okay, so Young Money, Never Scared. What about who?
Young Money, Never Scared, Ride or Die.
Who was Ride or Die? Who was Ride or Die? Who was Ride or Die?
You ain't that
home. I ain't never seen them nowhere. I ain't never seen them go nowhere. They ain't shit. They ain't go nowhere. They ain't shit. Don't count.
You stuck on one channel.
It ain't no damn one channel. Dude, how can you say that you a national racer, a well-known national racer, if you don't never leave your goddamn backyard?
Okay,
And you're forgetting Bub and Mailman.
Yep.
Right.
Where yep. I seen Bub at besides Detroit on YouTube?
Yeah. Oh, he don't go outside of Detroit.
Exactly. So he ain't shit. I ain't talking about him. So we some of the guys that travel. I ain't talking about the damn local racer. Hey, I'm talking about. I said national. You gotta travel. You gotta at least race in three different states for you to be a national racer. Because you can cross over the line to Detroit to go right to Ohio or Michigan or Illinois, and that's a different state. But that's just like, you know, going across next door to neighbor. You know, like when we went to Illinois from Indiana, how we just crossed the damn street and we was in another state. That shit don't count either.
Yeah,
I'm just calling it like I see it. So, but I'm saying the biggest names in Detroit, the biggest name in Michigan, we just called them names. So now I bet them five teams don't have no goddamn wins. All five of them teams don't have no win, and y'all biggest race in y'all goddamn state. That's why we're repping y'all shit. I bet all five of them don't have no goddamn race, let alone victory. Damn non-racing fuckers.
So you got a $500 bounty up there.
Yeah, if all five of them teams have a race, you win. If they don't, I win.
How the fuck they going to have some wins if the motherfucking track just opened last week and it was snowing?
You know what? You see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying? How can a guy win if his tuning bad? How can a guy win if his trans brake don't work? How can a guy win?
It was... It was fucking snowing, man. It was snowing, man. And them bitches.
I tell you what. I know a guy that live up in Detroit too, and his car wasn't in Detroit. His car was someplace else getting tested.
How well can you know him if you've never been up here? How well can you know him if you've never been up here?
I still know there was a dude that lived in Michigan. In his car,
you know,
was
all
in,
you know,
South
of
Carolina.
The dude. So this is hearsay.
No, I know him. I know the dude. Cause me and him talked while his car was being tested in South Carolina. But I still, I still love y'all, and I got respect for y'all. And like I said, I hope y'all race. My thing right now, I would definitely pay $500. To see all y'all race, so that way I come there and get some goddamn good footage on Smack Talk TV, and I won't be able to talk that much shit to y'all. Because if y'all don't race, or if you lose, I'm gonna be a little hard on you. But if you don't race, oh my God, I hate to be you, Lord, for the have mercy. I'm gonna make you famous. Well, we'll see on Saturday. Detroit, stand up. Michigan, stand up.
Going down.
Hey, better go down. Hey, little Carter better be there with the goddamn Mall Money Mustang. That little shit better be there. And better raise some damn body. And if Butt Naked don't race, If I see any deer hair on his trailer when he gets there, he is not going to be allowed on the track because there's going to be a whole bunch of deer coming to kill us.
Ooh, stop, Joe. You quit that bullshit.
Nah, man. You know how the damn one shark smells a little blood and then all the rest of the sharks come? That's the same way deer is. They smell a little deer hair, and that's it. They all cook.
Hey, Pro Stock.
Look.
Hey, Pro Stock.
Yeah.
And they know if the 901 bad boys show up that track, they going to have the track on lock.
You ain't got to worry about that.
That would be the easiest money they ever made in their life. Easiest money ever made.
If the 901 bad boys show up that track.
Hey, but let me tell y'all, y'all got a trader amongst y'all, because I've been getting texts all week long. I've been getting texts all week long from three of my associates up there telling me who the slow dudes is.
What up?
My phone don't went out.
Yep, Joe did.
Who that, Uncle Larry?
Yes, it is. How you doing?